broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios. It's time for some sports talk right here on the Full Recovery Radio. Now here's your host, Bubba and Fee.
Song.
Yeah, we're hearing it by song.
Yeah, turn that up. You don't turn a fight song down. Crank that up.
It's still loud.
It is loud?
Michael.
Well, that's all right. Everybody likes the fight song on Wisconsin. Bring back old days, you bury a cry pig.
I'm getting there.
Very starting to shoot jumpers.
A couple more seconds of it.
Starting a layup line.
Yeah.
What's Finley's fight song?
What is Finley's fight song?
I couldn't tell you.
You don't know your fight song?
It's still on Wisconsin. I know that.
Well, it's probably their own fight song. They didn't steal one. High school steal.
No, they.
Okay, then what is it?
Don't look at me, Bob. Hey.
You know the school fight song.
I do not know the school.
You know
fight
the alma mater?
Alma mater?
Every school has an alma mater. Every college.
We don't.
Like Ohio State does that at the end. I can know every word to that thing.
Absolutely.
If you don't know that, you're communist.
I'm with you, brother.
Huh?
You don't know the words to
Cardinal, yeah.
Ohio. Okay, what are they? You don't have to sing them. Just say them. You don't know the words to Cardinal, Ohio.
Hey, oh, praise and joy to alma mater. Okay.
Yeah. You know the syllables, you don't.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee Show. Big Fee is selling a car.
Sports song tonight.
He's on his way.
He's on his way. He's selling a car. He's got a hot one down there. You hear Bill in the background. He's got.
Sounds like church music.
It does. Yeah. They had, who was your guest today? Mike Tenn and Laverne Weitzel. On Insight. Sounded like a good show.
Friday night, big morning for you.
Come on up to the car show Friday night. Ford Recovery is going to be rocking Friday night.
Yeah.
All right. It is. So get your butts uptown. Yeah. Spend
baseball,
some cabbage.
Softball.
Apple pie and Chevrolet.
Yeah. You got it all.
Yep.
I got a couple special guests here today. Elijah Collick, how you doing, bud?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself, Bob?
I'm doing great. And the commissioner of the MAC and a good friend of the show, Don Kemper. Digger, how you doing?
Doing great, Bubba. They don't get any more special than me.
Hey, I got a... Did I give you your...
He was ready for that answer.
Yes, you did.
Special is your name.
What'd you win? Nine holes
of golf. Yep. We're golfing.
That's awesome. Thanks to the Mercer County Elks for giving that away.
They do a great job. Kirby does a great job out there.
He does do a great job, yep. Speaking of golf, you golfed yet, Elijah?
I went out twice.
And?
First time was really bad.
It was bad?
Got a little better the second time.
He hits it 6 miles.
I think I topped more than I hit it.
Toppers!
I had a case of the toppers.
Did you have a case of the toppers?
Yeah.
Well, we want to talk a little bit. Pig, definitely... You had big shoes to fill, falling in your brother's footsteps there, and he was a pretty good player.
Wasn't bad.
No, and you did all right for yourself, would you say?
I like to think so.
How do we end up in scoring in full recovery history?
I was third. I missed second by like 17 points.
Choked.
So
he choked.
So your brother's number one.
Hey,
Greg's number one.
Game got canceled.
Greg's number one. Elijah's number three, right?
Hey, he did not choke. He passed off to a teammate, and the teammate scored.
He made a big shot at the end of that game, but he could have closed.
Yeah.
He could have scored. He could have scored 1,000 more points if he wasn't doing assists.
Marion Local
beats in tournament?
Yeah.
The last 2 years.
Well, they cheated.
Intimidated by the Big 6-10.
No, they cheated.
We were intimidated by him.
Yeah.
Just pure cheating. That's all it was. Those Flyers cheat, don't they, Digger? You know all about that.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Well, as commissioner,
so,
I think
so,
you
got to
crack down on that.
I don't think any of them are listening.
Let's talk a little bit about your career as Fort Recovery High School. You're third all-time league scorer in Fort Recovery.
Yep.
You won. How many games did you win as a basketball player for? Any idea? It was quite a few.
I have no clue.
But, your freshman year.
It's double digits
about 500
for sure.
My freshman year.
And then,
Bob, you think it's double digits
my sophomore,
for sure?
Junior, and senior, we all.
Yeah.
All of them are.
Probably 15, 18 wins every year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We had a great time watching it, and then you got recruited by some schools, but then you officially decided to go to the University of Findlay.
Yep.
And you step up there, and eye-opener?
It was definitely an eye-opener. Like, you know, the jump from high school, I mean, from middle school to high school, it's the same thing going from high school to college. It's just everyone's bigger, everyone's stronger, everyone's faster. It's just a whole another level, and it's definitely an eye-opener.
Yeah, so you get up there, and you know, once again, huge shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Greg graduates. Greg's one of the, how many points did Greg score?
I think it was seventh. I think he's
seventh on the all-time league score, Finley. So. And here comes his little brother. And he had a pretty good year, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain. Starting as a freshman, I was just looking to get some minutes. And luckily, Coach had enough confidence in me to put me in the starting lineup. And
absolutely.
Got like 20 minutes a game.
Yeah, so during the off-season, before the season starts, you head up there during the summer, or what'd you do?
Went up early June, like June 2nd, and basically you lift. Coaches can't do anything with you. You play some team open gyms. You go in the gym, shoot whenever, and you take a summer class. But you basically have the whole time up there, the whole month of June and July to work in your game.
Now, they have camps going on?
Yes.
You have to work them?
We have to work the camps. We basically just run the scoreboard.
Run scoreboard. And
watch basketball and scoreboard.
Ain't a bad gig, is it?
No.
Probably get a little money for it, too?
We do.
Yeah, that ain't bad. Ain't bad. So
no
then,
violations, though.
No, absolutely not. We don't. No. So then, do you go? Is there any off time in college, or is it go go go? Once you, do you have a dead.
Right now is a dead period. We get the month of May off, and then we go up June, July, and then we get August off until school starts, which is end of August.
So you're done with school now?
Yes.
School is out. GPA.
I think I got a 4.0 this semester.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
That's awesome.
Did you really?
I think so.
Proud of you, bro.
Thank you.
Hey,
pretty
if
impressive.
You got close, that's almost as good as Bob did when he went to Harvard.
Yeah, I agree. What's your major?
Finance with a minor in accounting.
Imagine that.
Can help your dad someday?
Yes. I go up a little bit now. He gives me all the grunt work.
Yeah.
While he has fun and talks to people.
What do you got on your chin?
Probably a wing that I just ate.
No, hair.
What? Oh.
I don't
get it.
Shaggy.
I don't get it. Are you smoking dope up there too now or what?
No.
Huh?
No.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
Huh?
Couldn't tell you.
It's unbelievable.
Bob.
Hey,
please.
This was a nice Elijah. Remember he had that stuttering problem?
Still is Elijah.
It is?
It's still our buddy Elijah. He ain't smoking dope.
All right.
Hey, when Greg's your brother and he can't grow anything,
yeah,
I'm just growing it out so he can look down on it, up on his little brother and get back.
You talk to Greg much?
I text him a little bit. There's an app that I can text him with, so I keep in contact every once in a while.
Good. And they're in the second round of playoffs. Starts tomorrow, right?
Starts Friday.
Yeah,
Friday. Five-game series.
Yeah, I bet you he's got a mixed emotion there because he's probably thinking, let's win, but he's probably thinking, get me home.
I know. I can tell you he wants to come home bad.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
I'm
if sure. Any of you have ever eaten at El Camino, if you ask him what he misses most, I guarantee you it's El Camino.
El Camino.
I guarantee.
It's Spanish food.
Yeah.
And he's in Spain.
That's right.
They got to have something over there. It's Mexican food. That's not exactly Spanish, but still.
Yeah. He loves that place.
So you come into Finley. Finley won the national championship in 2010?
Nine, ten.
And they've won the North Division and the GLIAC, or South Division and the GLIAC for how long?
It's been like six, something like that.
So you come in and you got a young team, is that right?
Yeah, we were young. We only had two seniors.
Then we had a tough season, right? We lost a point guard to injury.
Lost a point guard.
Then we had a kid that had got some
suspension.
Right. So next thing I know, they need old pig, don't they?
Yeah.
So in a position where, you know, you're thinking about coming off the bench and get some minutes, you ain't got time. You're starting.
Yeah.
So did you start every game?
No, I did not. I didn't start the first couple games, and then when we went up to UP, which is like the 14-hour trip to Michigan Tech and Northern Michigan, that's when I started.
Yeah.
And started every game after that.
And career high was?
22 at home against Tiffin.
22 at home against Tiffin.
Yep.
Any shutouts?
Maybe one or two.
So your preseason, your exhibition games was against Wright State
and Toledo.
And how'd you do against them?
Wright State, we were up a half, and we were in it, and then we ended up, they turned up the pressure, and we ended up losing by like 10, and then Toledo was just an ugly game.
Well, they killed
us, but they're good this year.
Yeah, they were good.
Oh, so you're Wright State, you said they turned up the pressure. You probably weren't playing point guard then, were you?
No, I was not.
If they'd have turned up the pressure on you, saying Finley, would have won by 20.
Yeah, I like to tell myself we would have, but yeah. I doubt it.
Absolutely.
I'm saying it, and you can't prove me wrong.
All right.
And you can tell the coach I said that.
All right.
Yeah, and Elijah, one of the things people I think people don't understand is not only did you go from high school to college, but Finley is obviously the top level of Division II. I mean, year in, year out, they're up there, they're ranked. The GLIAC is one of the best Division II conferences.
Yeah, definitely the best around here.
Yeah, it's definitely the best within 100 miles of Horry Cover.
Right.
Am I right? But no, they're one of the better conferences in the country in Division II. And so you're not only going up there and competing with people that are you know, the best players on their team and sometimes the best players in their conference, but you're playing against those same people. And,
yeah.
And, I mean, that's a huge step.
It really is, yeah.
So on defense, you know, when you get up there, I mean, tell me a little bit about the defense that you faced. I mean, you mentioned the kids are quicker, faster. Yeah.
It's definitely different because I spent my whole high school career getting face guarded, getting chased around. So going up to Finley and, I mean, still being Greg's brother, they knew that I was more of a shooter. They knew that I could, like, that's what I wanted to do. So they still got into me a little bit. And, of course, the guys are quicker and they're taller, so I can't, like, just shoot over. But it was also different because I wasn't, like, the guy on our team that everyone was, like, looking to stop. I was just another role player, another shooter. So it was a little different, but it was
so does that, not being the guy, does that kind of work in your favor, knowing that you can make pretty much any shot you decide to take?
It's definitely a confidence thing.
Yeah.
And it's something you got to get used to because, like, a lot of kids, they grow up and they're the man, like, they're the guy on their team.
Yep.
And they can shoot whenever the shot they want. Yep. But whenever you go up and you're not that guy anymore and you got to kind of play within the system, it's definitely different and something you got to adjust to.
So speaking of system, so you're very familiar with Finley, with Greg being there. So Finley was probably in your heart the whole time you wanted to play basketball there.
Yeah.
And one thing about Finley, and a lot of people that haven't been up there, but there is a few people out there that has been up to watch that. It is a high school basketball environment.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
I mean, it is awesome to go there because most of the time there's 1,500 people.
Oh, it's packed.
It's a small gym, smaller than our gym.
Yeah.
And it's loud. And it's you know, I've been to, you know, and I've watched Greg play and I've watched you play on road games, and it's like a morgue.
Oh, it's definitely the best playing at Croy.
Yeah.
Like, we have the most. No offense to the other schools, but I think Finley has one of the most loyal fan bases. That, like, big game, little game, the place is almost always packed.
That's right. Yeah,
and it's always fun.
Now, is the crowd there town people, college students, or like people like us that would go up to watch our favorite, what had been our high school players, or is it a good combination of all?
I'd say it's a good combination. A lot of Black Lantern Valley people come up there. A lot of schools. You see a lot of high school jackets up there.
Lantern Valley Conference, they've always put a lot of players in that school in that conference.
So you here we go. It's your stroke is pretty good, I take it.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. The one thing that impressed me was you know, the big conversation from all of us idiots, uptown coaches, is can Pig play at that level right away? We know you're going to be able to play eventually. Could you play right away? And you know, can you get to the hole? Can you do that? Well, you could, couldn't you? You can create a shot, basically.
Yeah.
And that surprised me a little bit from you.
Yeah, you know? It's definitely something I work on, knowing that eventually everyone's going to, like, once you're pegged as a shooter, you got to do something else, because once you're a shooter, once you get him the pump fake, that's when you got to learn other ways to get by people. Because obviously, I'm not the most quick person. So you got to work on other ways, and you just got to work on it.
So the season is going through, long season. So did you wear out? Did you think you did, or how's that?
You get tired a little bit, because during the season we kind of toned down the lifting. we don't go as hard. And then towards the very end of the year, the practice coach cuts the practices down like an hour.
Coach Charter,
they cut the practices down to an hour. Not as much 5-on-5, more like scout team stuff.
Yeah.
So it really helps. That really helps on like the legs.
Right. So we got to take a break here. Are we in good shape? You want to take 5? Let's take 5. We'll play some bills and we'll come back with Pig and Digger right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Right now, we have our fresh meat section packed with awesome meat values on all kinds of steaks, chops, and chicken breast. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, May 6th through Friday, May 8th. Wayne IGA will be having a massive meat sale with bulk pricing. Many bulk items to choose from, including whole ribeye or whole T-bone with a savings of $5 off per pound. Please check us out on Facebook for all the details. Don't forget to check out our freshly made store brats, perfect for the grill. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are 2 large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals ones you will enjoy and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
Your friends and come play in the mud. The Mad Run is a 5K course run set in scenic Fort Recovery at Ambassador Park. The course will challenge you with obstacles, testing your strength and endurance. The Mad Run in 2015 is coming up on May 16th. To participate in the Mad Run, go to themadrun.com and fill out the online registration. Join the nearly 1,000 other runners who will be conquering the Mad Run course on May 16th, and all the proceeds will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County.
Five guy?
All right.
There, are you a Maroon 5 guy?
I've heard of Maroon 5.
Have you? You watch The Voice?
No, my wife does.
Your wife does.
My wife does. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Why? It's not a bad show.
I mean, I don't know. If you're that type of guy, you know, kind of sentimental and you know, cry a little bit. I don't know. Maybe it's okay with some people.
You know, talking about Mr. Referee here, you know, did you ever do any GLIAC games?
I did do a GLIAC game.
Did you really?
In case people don't know, Don Kemper was a high school, moved to college referee. Now he's the commissioner of the MAC, and we're glad to have him.
What about Sycamores basketball? What is that shirt?
Well, it's kind of,
is this Indiana State?
The guy I worked for is in the Indiana State Hall of Fame. He owns a business that I work at. And so he tells me that this guy's coming to visit him.
Turn your song off.
Chuck likes the song.
Chuck is just jamming over there. He's in his own world thinking about making out his girlfriend. Huh? Where's she at? She waiting on you? She is waiting on you. Yeah, she misses you.
You better get over there, Chuck. So anyway, this guy is a vice president of athletics at Indiana State. So the guy that I work for says, hey, there's a guy from Indiana State coming over, blah, 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 and he tells me his name. Well, his name's Phil Ness. The Phil Ness I knew was the head basketball coach at Allegheny College over in Pennsylvania. And when I used to officiate Division III. And so I told him, I said, I know a guy named Phil Ness. So he goes, this probably isn't the same guy. So Phil walks in, he goes,
And it was the same guy.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So we talked for a little bit, and before he left, he said, you know, I always wanted to see you in team wear. So he brought this Indiana State shirt in and threw it at me. And
you're a big Sycamore fan.
Big Sycamore.
Absolutely.
Fan.
Hey, Bob Meyring played there.
Bob Meyring.
Larry Bird might have played there.
Two of my favorite players.
Yeah, I don't know if Bob played there or not.
Yeah,
went there. I don't know if he played.
He played, yeah.
We'll find out on that one.
I think you ought to have him on sometime.
Bob would be a great guest. Yeah.
Yes, he would.
You would be amazed at how many people from Fort Recovery. Now, this is something. Like in the late 60s, early 70s, the where them guys went. How many people Fort Recovery had that went big-time basketball?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
Hybe, well, OU.
Yep.
Bob Meyring, Indiana State. Tom Bryan.
Nebraska.
Kevin Dilworth was at Defiance, who...
At the time, Defiance was no...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he was...
That's right.
He was one of the great players in that league from the time he was a sophomore on. Every team he played on in high school...
We're missing somebody, too.
Every team he played on in high school and college, he was a second leading rebounder, and he was less than 6 feet tall.
Well, Pig was that way.
No, I wasn't.
Well, it just continues.
Yeah, he was. Second leading rebounder when
you're Sometimes he might have been the first. No. Sometimes he might have been the first leading rebounder.
No, never.
Okay.
He couldn't rebound. Terrible rebounder.
I wasn't the best.
That's just mean, Bob.
It helps when your senior year you finally get on the bottom when they shoot free throws.
Yeah.
That's an easy rebound.
That is right.
Yeah.
You have to kind of make your way into that spot.
You can't do that until you're a senior?
Well, we always had Wade.
Wade, I called him this week to see if he wanted to come up. He left today. Yesterday,
yeah,
go back.
He's heard.
What a loser he is, by the way. Well, all right, so we're at Findlay now.
Did you see how big a loser he was? He went to the Derby on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what he said. So your basketball season's underway. You guys are off to a good start?
We were not really. We were like 500.
Okay.
Like the whole year.
But then we started playing some pretty good basketball, right?
Yes.
And...
We got like 7 in a row.
Yeah. Now, did you win the North the South Division this year?
We were co-champs.
Co-champs.
Yep.
So then that puts you, then you made a conference tournament.
Yep.
Top, how many teams make conference tournament?
Eight.
Top eight make it, and then where'd you have to go?
Saginaw,
and how'd we do up there?
We got beat.
We got beat. Against?
Wade in the Saginaw Valley.
Wade in the Saginaw. How was that?
It was all right.
How was that playing against him?
But
yeah, so
it wasn't. It was fun playing against Wade. It wasn't fun losing at all.
Sure. So talk a little bit. We were just talking about Wade, and you played him twice this year, correct?
Yep.
And first time was at home.
Yep.
And they beat us.
They beat no. We played him away both times.
Okay, and they we beat went us. Over.
Yep.
How'd you do the first time you played him?
I actually had a really good game against them.
Yes,
shot it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but unfortunately we came out on the wrong end.
Yeah. And then, so after the game, are you like, Wade, you suck, high-fiving, or how's that work?
No, I didn't see him after that game. I sent him a text, said him, because at that point I think they were like 8-0.
Yeah.
They were undefeated in the GLIAC, so I texted him. I was like, good game, like, keep it up.
Right. Right.
And just stuff like that. It was actually funny because we were in the, we watched film of that game, and coach puts a clip on, and it's Wade beating me to a rebound. and coach is like, all right, now I know he's your friend, but I'm like, that's not why.
That is not why you beat you.
I was trying to box him out.
Yeah.
That's not the reason why.
Well, it had to be fun, though, playing against him and something like that. And a lot of Fort Recovery people, like when you play him in the return match this year at Findlay.
It's going to be.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be real fun.
So, you know, you're playing half the game. Would you say the average?
A little over half.
Games?
A little over half.
Yeah, and we got a young team. Is that right?
Yep, young team.
And we got some good kids coming in. Is that right?
I'm excited about them. I think they're solid group.
So where are we? What do we need? Big guy? What do you need?
Well, we got a point guard coming back from injury. He got redshirted.
Okay, what's his name?
Austin Gardner.
From Toledo. He's a good little player, right?
Yep.
Hey, welcome, Fee. Fee made it.
Hey, I'm back. Mater.
What time is it?
That's a little late.
Now, do you dock him pay, or how's that work?
He's docking my pay.
So you do take that off his check, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Cut it.
So then...
But he didn't carry a silver card.
Yeah, right. All right. you got a couple kids coming in. You got a point guard coming back.
Got a kid from Defiance, a wing. Just won a state championship. He's going to be, I think he'll be solid. Got two big kids coming in.
Who's the kid from LCC? I seen
Martin Kimbrough.
Yeah, I don't know much about him.
From Indiana. He transferred from Indianapolis, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indianapolis?
Yep.
So, no, that'd be a good fit.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That'd be fun.
Yep.
So, grades are good?
Grades are pretty good.
Pretty good.
Can't complain.
That's good. So, you dorm? Where do you live?
I live in a dorm. I have to live on campus my first 2 years.
Okay. So, who's your roommate?
Nick Roussettes.
Good
freshman
dude.
Point guard. Yep.
Yeah, you guys
get along
well.
Yep.
You got a lot of chicks come up there and visit?
No.
Not enough, huh?
No.
Who you date?
I date Cassidy Rennell.
So, if I remember right, me and Mr. Feely made a trip up there. She was there.
Yep.
One time.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Yeah, and if I remember right, they went back. We went in eight, and then they went back to your place.
That is not correct.
He's not buying that.
Huh?
He's not buying that.
I don't know what you saw, Bob, but
I just want to make sure that, you know, we're on the up and
take
up here,
Bob.
Oh, dang it.
We're all good here,
did you go to the prom this year?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
How was it?
Excitement?
It was all kinds of fun. I'll tell you what.
Can't wait to go to next year again?
No. I'm not going back next year.
Was she the queen?
No, she was on the court. But.
Oh, if she would have got queen. Huh?
You can set the record. Oh, no. Chad Schreier has that record 6 times.
Ooh, Chad did?
Yeah.
I think I know somebody else that might have beat him.
Who?
Oh. Our co-host.
No.
I never went in. Kim was 4 years younger than you.
I went once. I only went one time with her.
Oh.
And I never went when I was in school.
Did you go there? Did you go to the prom?
No.
We're out on proms. We had no chance.
Imagine that.
You guys are, yeah. I couldn't.
Did he go?
He would be our day.
You guys are just out on the date.
That could have happened.
Okay, so season's over, and you sit down with the coaching staff. Does Charlie sit down with you guys individually, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have individual meetings, and they give us, like, a chart. It's kind of got everything on it. They got your, like, shooting percentage going left off the dribble, shooting percentage moving to the right from each spot.
It breaks
that's
down.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
That's absolutely pretty neat. So they tell you what you got to work on, basically?
They give us what you need to work on.
So they give you good evaluation, too? I mean, they say...
Well, yeah.
Definitely more than what we expected this year.
They were happy. They said I surprised them.
Good.
And said they have a lot of excitement for me. So
good deal.
Very neat, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
awesome.
Proud of shit out of you, man. I guess it's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now the season's over. You got to work on it. Dad will probably not make you work at anything, will he?
No.
I mean, I'm sure Luke
does. He'll probably let me do what I want.
He'll
let me do what I want.
Sleep till 11 and get up and go to the pool. You guys are building a house.
We are building a house right in town.
That'd be fun, won't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pig, you got a whole bunch of fans that root for you. Okay? So, you know, as your season goes on, what game was we up there where there's 8,000 Fort Carey people up there?
Was it really?
Last year?
No, this year. All your family, every colleague in the book was up there.
Was that Ferris?
Yeah, was it Ferris?
Might have been the Ferris game. Aunts, uncles.
You guys were up by like the student section, right?
Yeah.
Ferris, I think.
Yeah, that was right.
Because the wheels.
Ferris Wheels?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ferris Wheels.
They should be named the Wheels.
That should be. I mean, come on.
Ferris State Wheels.
Ferris State Wheels. I like it.
Digger. That's why you're on this show.
Yeah.
Because you add stuff like that to
it's
it.
It's big.
Yeah. So you got a heck of a following come up and watch you play, don't you?
Yeah.
The families.
It'll only get bigger.
I love it.
Yeah, mom and dad, they don't miss much, do they?
They do not miss much. I got to give them credit.
That's pretty cool.
You know what? You think about how many games your mom and dad have drove to and seen. It is
nuts.
A lot of miles.
It is. And then they went to Spain to watch Greg.
Yep.
And
yep.
Luke says the absolute worst trip he's ever been on.
Yeah. I got back and I was expecting them all like rubbing in my face.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
You're laughing at
them. And I'm laughing at them. They're like,
it was a great time here.
Yeah.
They said it was hell.
They said it was awful.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't, I guess I wouldn't know what it'd be like to be in Spain, but the food was absolutely horrendous, as they said. They couldn't even get a.
Yeah. They were so happy they had Domino's.
They said they
found a Domino's.
They like couldn't eat on Christmas Eve because like everything was shut down or something like that.
Yeah, I remember.
I'll tell you, the worst part about Europe when I was over there is there are so many foreigners over there.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'll tell you.
Nobody talks
to that guy.
English.
I'll tell you, he's got a lot of stuff going for him.
Yeah, ridiculous. Nobody knew English at all.
No.
Those guys,
they're just stupid.
Yeah. What are dummies?
Let's take one more break, come back, and finish up with Pig. He's got to get going. He's got a date tonight.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
You know how some people have a green thumb? Well, everything on Steve Stone is green. Well, I mean, I don't really know from firsthand experience, but I do know he grows stuff like a freaking magician. Last time I counted, 14 greenhouses. Naturally, Nature's Green Nursery and Garden Center also keeps a huge stock of mulch, potting soil, urns, planters, and beautiful, long-lasting lawn furniture and accessories of such high quality, you'll have to put them in your will. Nature'sGreenNursery.com.
The Fort Street Car Classic will be putting on their Spring Cruise-In in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. The cruise-in starts at 6 p.m. and lasts until 10 p.m., and many of the local businesses will be open for food, drinks, and an all-around good time. Come check out the cars filling the historic Brook Street in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and continue supporting our local community. We'll see you there on Friday, May 8th for the Cruise in the Brick Street in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
One, two, three.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
School, yeah.
Throwback.
The old throwback outcast.
5 years old.
Oh, my God. Are we getting old or what?
Yeah.
All right, we're back here with the Pig Conley and Digger and Mr. Feely and the whole cast of the hooligans here in the studio tonight. You said that a bunch of boys up to community center tonight?
Yeah, we were just going to play low of the rim downs like 8.5.
Yeah, that'd be good. Go up there and break your neck.
I can barely dunk.
Yeah.
Still barely dunk.
And some high school kids up there, too?
Let's get the ambulance on call.
Buddies.
Good thinking there, Elijah.
Luke's on his way up.
Problem
right
is, Luke's listening right now.
Luke's in his vehicle right now.
He's shutting that place
down. Yeah, that's right. So you... fit in pretty good up there, would you say?
Yeah, I like to think I do.
Yeah.
So,
anything
a bunch of group of guys.
Homesick, any?
No, I mean, you get, it's hard not to get sometimes, but, I mean, I can come home right now I'm home all month. When season's over, I come home almost every weekend. And then, during the season, I mean, you get through it.
So, you have any summer class? You don't have any summer class?
I have to take stats in the summer when I go up there.
Stats, what's that?
Math.
That sucks.
I took it in high school.
Huh?
I took it in high school. It'll be easy.
Piece of cake.
He can teach.
Mail it in.
So you go to school every day?
Yeah.
You got class every day?
I got class every day.
One class, two class? What's school like in college? I have no idea. I never went to college. I'm an idiot.
I thought you went to Harvard.
I should have. Harvard.
3 classes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all for 50 minutes.
50 minutes?
Yep. And then I have to do... Freshman year, you have to have a study table, which you just go into like a team room, and we have a guy, his name is Mr. Brooks. He just makes sure you getting your stuff done.
You gonna stay in there a couple hours or hour?
Just an hour.
About an hour? That ain't bad.
Towards the end of the year, when you have good grades, it's more like your 20 minutes.
20 minutes, get down.
Yeah. And then Tuesday, Thursday, I have two classes, and they are an hour and hour and a half.
Now, does Charlie teach anything?
I think maybe a wellness class, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Does Ronnie camp? No, he's still teaching,
he teaches,
right?
Wellness, yep.
Ron does?
Yeah.
Not about Shardo?
Nope.
No, he's a full-time assistant coach.
Yep.
And Kraus?
Kraus is full-time assistant coach, I think.
Assistant coach.
Where's Kraus from?
Patrick Henry?
Patrick Henry.
Yeah.
I've heard the name.
Patrick Henry.
He's got a brother that coaches at Archibald.
That's right.
Twin.
Kraus actually won state title. Patrick Henry, I think, is a...
Yeah, he
years
is
back.
I see he had a break.
Mr. So. Brooks, what's his first name?
Foster.
Foster Brooks. You know what his first name is?
I don't know why I can't think of it.
There was a guy who used to be the head basketball coach at Pandora Gilboa.
I don't think it's him.
No?
He don't look.
He's
like
saying he has no
coach.
Idea about basketball.
No, he's straight classroom.
Is he straight up nerd?
I wouldn't call him a nerd.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you're calling him a nerd.
He's listening right now too. Mr. Brooks thinks that you're a nerd.
Ben is shaking his head. No.
Yes, he is.
Okay, fine.
He's shaking his head no.
Yeah. Well, big guy, I know you want to get going, and we appreciate you coming up, and we're. You know, we've been a huge fan. Me and Fee set score table and watched you grow up.
Oh, man.
How many times we watch him play.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, you know.
Put on some great shots.
Here's what I loved. When he was the manager, he would go out there at halftime and make $20.
Take money.
Yeah, he always did that.
Cleared. Oh, yeah, you cleaned towns out. That was awesome.
2 feet tall, and he never missed a shot.
So when you look back.
I remember the most money I ever made was at Rosario's. I had my sweatpants on backwards.
Yes.
I was like putting the money in my pants backwards.
Perfect. I mean, you was on
I
fire.
Don't know how much I made, but I was on fire.
What was your...
Don't put your pants on backwards anymore. Okay. A little quicker.
Now. When you look back at your high school days, what was your best memory?
Just playing in front of everybody.
Yeah. I mean, any games stick out to you?
Well, I'd have to pick... my senior year, that week of Delphus and Versailles.
Delphus and Versailles. Yeah. The Versailles game was
tremendous.
But how about the Flying of the Hoops?
Oh, those were pretty fun, too.
That was unbelievable.
The year one at the Flying of the Hoop was unbelievable. Who did we play? Greenview or?
We played Miamisburg. Miamisburg. First one.
Yeah. Miamisburg.
Greenview was my next year.
Yeah, but that was the year. Wasn't that the year you unloaded on them?
One game, yes.
No, we played that place twice.
Columbus.
We played Miamisburg for something there, and then the Flying to the Hoop was Jamestown, Greenview, and that's Greenview. When I had.
That's when he was
at. He had 9 threes or something.
Yeah.
Because I remember Kraus was sitting across from us, and I said, you think he can play? He laughed. And I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, that was
fun.
But the Versailles game.
That was a classic, too.
Yeah. What other game? Marion Local? At Marion Local, did you get?
I don't know. I made a lot of that game, too, but.
He was a gun, really.
I kind of was.
Yeah,
I think it might have been the Maryland tournament game at Coldwater. For some reason, I remember you hitting the 3-pointer from in front of the bench with a hand in your face at like the end of a quarter. Ring a bell?
Against Coldwater?
It was against somebody. I was there. I mean, there's no way you could have seen the basket, right?
Let her fly.
And you just drained it. Didn't hit anything but net.
Okay. I don't know. Last question before we let you go.
All right.
Okay, so you're on the wing. This was Wade's senior year, right? And we dished it out to you. Did it hit your hands on the pass? You had a chance to beat Marion 22-20. We got beat 24-22.
Oh, yeah. He got killed coming around the screen.
Now, this was a sectional final when we held the ball.
That was a senior year.
That was my last year.
Was that your senior year?
Yeah, we played. We stalled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, we were trying to get to him for the last shot.
Yes.
It was a play where we were supposed to, I was supposed to come off the screen, and that was the original play when Speedy threw it.
Right.
But then Coach Vaughn came in and said, come off like that, and then turn around and go all the way back the other way.
Okay.
And just miscommunication.
Kind of like a Steve Alford used to run off.
Yeah.
So was you coming from underneath the basket out?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And then just a little miscommunication on the play. And
yeah, ball went out.
If you catch that, you make it.
I don't want to.
Eat Jimmy Chitwood's that, baby.
Chitwood's it.
I'll make it. That was one of the best games. We had no business in that game. We had no chance to win. Marion people were just so mad because we were holding the ball.
I thought all Marion people were
mad. No. Huh? Oh, I love Marion people. They're fun. But that was one of the neat games. Mm. Hey, we'll let you go, Bub. Yep. Appreciate you coming in.
Let's talk about his baseball.
No, what about his baseball?
He's one of the best baseball players we ever had.
Last year.
Huh?
No. He was a hitter at the end of the year last year.
Machine.
I swung hard. I tried to.
He didn't get cheated. No,
I couldn't hit a curveball.
Oh, yes.
Couldn't
you
hit
could.
No chance.
Yes, you could.
No.
How about the one at South Adams?
He hung that one.
He drew that one.
How about the fact that I was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts before it?
Yeah.
You don't worry about that.
1-for-4.
Yeah.
Adam Dunn's happy.
Big Dong.
That's true.
Jay Bruce.
Come
yeah.
on.
Peg, we wish you luck, bud.
Yes,
I
sir.
Know, you know, we'll get up there a lot.
We'll be up there next year.
No, thank you. Thanks for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for coming in, bud.
And we'll get you back on here.
Sounds good.
We'll get you and Wade up here, and we'll do a little fighting.
All right.
I like it. Pig, thanks for stopping up. We're going to take one break, and we'll come back with the commissioner of the MAC, Don Kemper. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee right after this.
Hi, this is Tess. Don't let the snow get you down. Get out with the cold and in with some wow. Get your home ready for spring. We are ready at Forget Me Not Florist. Springy silk arrangements and wall hangings, Easter gifts, bunnies, and more. Spring sales going on now. And don't forget the special person making their first communion or confirmation. New shipment of gifts just arrived. Stopped in Forget Me Not Florist, open 7 days a week for your convenience.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Right now we have our fresh meat section packed with awesome meat values on all kinds of steaks, chops, and chicken breast. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, May 6th through Friday, May 8th. Wayne IGA will be having a massive meat sale with bulk pricing. Many bulk items to choose from, including whole ribeye or whole T-bone with a savings of $5 off per pound. Please check us out on Facebook for all the details. Don't forget to check out our freshly made store brats, perfect for the grill. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley Davidson Heritage Classic with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 a piece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
Hi, this is Mercer County Sheriff Jeff Gray reminding you that it is planting season. Mercer County is very proud of our agricultural community, and we must be very aware in the next few weeks as farm equipment will be on the highways. If motorists have patience and farmers are courteous to pull to the side so people can safely pass, we can have a safe planting season. Let's all work together so our farm community can put food on our table.
Am I on?
Thorough good?
Yeah.
No, this isn't George.
No.
Who is it?
Stroking?
Who is it?
Clarence Carter.
Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter. God dang it. What's Thorough good saying?
I got a little change in my name. No, it's whiskey. One bourbon. One shot. One beer. You got that song?
Yeah.
You got that song?
It's in there somewhere.
We're coming back to that next time out.
Mm-hmm.
Press put your pressure on you. Hey Digger, how you doing?
Doing great, Bubba. How about you?
I am awesome.
Digger is
heard that.
Hey, this is your privilege. You are like the best ever because we've never had anybody come
this
back.
Is two, this is the first time we've ever had two.
This is huge.
A double back? First double back?
This is the first double back guy we got. That's big.
Actually, Spence said, you got anybody? I said, I don't know anybody wants to come on anymore.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Digger might do.
He might get divorced. His wife might kill him because he never goes home after one of these. That's the problem. That is the problem. How's everything going in the MAC? Good?
Yeah. Baseball season going well. You know, have some good teams in the conference this year.
Good pitching.
Tremendous pitching.
Great, yeah.
You know, it's, I don't remember, but early in the season I made the comment that, you know, pretty much any team's dangerous if they pitch their one against you.
You're exactly right.
And it's turned out like that. I mean, there have been some there have been some absolute what happened there.
Yeah, you read the scores. It's like, how did they beat them?
Yep.
Well, they put their one, and they didn't.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Guess what? You lost.
So, you know, Fort Recovery obviously ranked number one in the state for, I think, still.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Coldwater ranked number one in the state for a while.
Yep.
Down a little bit. But, you know, Coldwater has lost a few in a row since, but you know, Minster's capable of beating anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Pitchers, you know, Nixon and Trushaw.
Trushaw, good pitcher.
And then you got Stahman and Mike St. Henry.
St. Henry's loaded.
Yeah. I mean, Hobbsy's good.
People I've talked to from St. Henry, I am going to see them Friday night.
You coming over?
Coming over.
All right.
The people I've talked to from St. Henry, I haven't seen them in person yet, but they said, you know, they
haven't seen the people you talk to in person yet?
No. No.
Okay. Good.
I always like to close my eyes when I'm talking to people. said that they can hit the ball, or they can't hit the ball very well, but they can pitch with anybody. So,
yeah.
You know,
I think that's exactly right.
It's a, you know, they're winning some low scoring games. I think, well, last night they beat Parkway 2-0 or something like that.
Close.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, Parkway's another team.
If Elmer kid pitches, they're pretty good.
Yep.
Yep.
So will you go to get a lot of baseball games? Tournament time comes around? Will you
play
record a lot? And
you know, last year I probably made three tournament games in the districts. I went to one regional game, Coldwater's regional game, and then went to both state games for Coldwater.
Yeah. You go to tournament draws?
No.
No, you don't have anything to do with that?
No.
No.
Now, is that, like, umpires, is that, you're done with that then? Is that all OH?
Yeah, once the tournament starts, the OHSA,
they take over then.
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, the Northwest District Board takes care of the district and sectional tournaments.
Okay.
And then after that, the OHSA takes over regional and state.
Okay.
Bill Stalker with us now.
Bill's in it.
Hi, everybody.
Was you out the bowling alley?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Who won the?
We need one golfer.
Elijah Collard just left here.
Did he?
Yeah.
And he's good.
Does he want to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's good.
Got it.
Put him on my
Ross Wendell got picked, didn't win. It's up to about 3,000.
Ooh, Queen of Hearts.
Ross Wendell wasn't there.
He was there. But
he was there. But they
didn't,
draw out
it didn't pick the right number.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's got to be getting down, don't it?
$3,000. I don't know. There's probably about 30 cards
30
left.
30 cards left?
Yeah.
Well, half they could
of
go a while.
They said half of them.
Half of them. That's 28. I think there's.
How many cards in the deck?
52.
This is pinochle.
It's not a pinochle deck, you dumb
shit. No wonder I can't win.
Turn his mic off.
Shut him off again.
Yeah. So we're just talking about baseball and as a MAC commissioner. So I see the numbers come out, the enrollment numbers for 2015, and so now what happens with that? They go to the principals have to. What happens?
Yeah, what they do is they send out a link to all the principals and give them an opportunity to dispute the numbers. And it's kind of a strange deal this year. The OHSA changed the enrollment numbers. They added, because the Ohio State Senate changed some things with community schools, in other words, if somebody's homeschooled, whatever.
That counts?
Yeah.
Really?
So those people count in and it's got to be over enough. I think it's over five. They start counting over five. So I know, for example, I think it's Marion Local has five community school males is what it's called. So they add that five to their enrollment numbers because those five are available to Marion Local. In other words, they live in that district.
Okay.
I would have loved to have been homeschooled.
Mom would.
Your mom would kill you.
Oh, my God.
The only thing I could say is, you know, I don't know.
I've been a ball.
My personal opinion is I don't know how I would have turned out. I mean, I think, although I didn't know it at the time, the teacher probably didn't do too bad of a job.
Are you playing in a golf tournament?
Any golf tournament?
No, Saturday.
No.
You want to?
What's going on?
Community.
Lions Club. Huh? It should be Lions Club. Now it's Community Club.
You're putting the heat on him.
I'm
right here on live.
Let me think about that. I I would. I've got to find out what I'm doing Saturday.
No, you know, ask your wife.
My wife has. We have 1,000.
Unbelievable.
No, we have 1,000 graduation parties to go to.
Yeah. So what's the hardest part of your job? What don't you like about it?
Doing radio interviews.
Probably. The most difficult part is, you know, and I just finished it for basketball for 2 years from now. It's lining up officials for 2 years out.
In advance.
Okay. So when it comes to officiating, how do you critique them? I mean, does it come a game-by-day basis, or is it a, you know, like, you ever attend a game and see somebody has a bad game? Did you ever talk to them and say, you had a bad game?
Wait a minute. Are you... Is your job as a commissioner to critique the officials? It's not, is it?
It's to hire the best officials available.
Okay.
Now, I actually do critique officials. And
anybody ever tell you, go, you know,
yeah, I mean,
take a flying
there are people who don't. I mean, think about it. Nobody likes being told they're not very good or they didn't have a very good night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my job, if somebody came in and said, well, you suck today, you know, right. I don't know that I like it. But
yeah.
I don't say that. You know, I always look for things that I can kind of direct them to help them become maybe a better official. Instead of saying, boy, you just weren't very good, say, hey, maybe if you position yourself a little differently, you'll open up your view and see a little bit more of the floor.
But you're dealing with egos on that deal.
It is. I'll tell you this. I mean, as a group, if you find a less, and you almost have to be, to be an official.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to have just a little edge of
cockiness.
I'm pretty good. Yeah. But I know what I'm doing.
Officiating is probably pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you this.
Who's the dork we had from last time was always bad?
Kemper?
Who was the guy that always was just obnoxious, cocky?
I don't know.
Ben Kramer?
No. Ben was fine. Gosh dang it, we wouldn't even do anything. He'd about kick my boat off the side.
Oh, that was Paul Winklewicz.
That's from Minster. Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he still officiates.
He does state. He's a big time referee.
Oh yeah, my God, did he drive me crazy?
He was a little full of himself.
I actually did a state tournament with him probably, 2012. My last state tournament I did.
At Dunbar?
Dunbar.
Yeah.
Coach Poland.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you do the semifinals of Division I football with Winklewicz in Cleveland?
No.
Nope. He did that.
He did do that. He
Cleveland
did,
St. Ignatius versus...
I think it was the Cardinal. What? I can't think of the name of the school.
Yeah.
But Mooney?
No.
No, it was D1 because it was on Fox Sports.
Mooney isn't D1?
No.
No,
they're Coldwater, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're
but,
right.
Yeah, Paul and Ben Kramer did that game.
That's right, Ben. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But, yeah, you know.
Do you do any games at all anymore?
I did two freshman games last year.
What's the biggest game you ever did?
High school or college?
Anything.
College 1 year I did. 2006, it was the only 1-versus-2 matchup in NCAA Division III basketball history. Wittenberg Wooster at Wittenberg.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
5,000 people there. I mean, it was just, they tried to kick my son out. They weren't going to let my oldest son, Alex, they weren't going to let him in the gym that night. And I told the lady that was the associate AD there at Wittenberg, I said, look, it's just simple. Either he comes in or you find somebody else to do the game. And she said, well, he can set up in the crow's nest up there. So, but, you know, it's one of those things. My whole career, you're allowed to bring one person to that game, to one of your games, and all of a sudden
they say that don't count.
And it was
so a game like that. Do you get nervous as an official compared to your?
I'll tell you the truth, and this sounds kind of goofy, but I never got nervous. I had that particular night. I was working with Tom Reapinoff and Todd Munsausen.
Oh no. No, not to Vince Austin.
Bill's favorite.
Oh, my God.
You had crying Columbus that one time.
And quarter.
Anyway.
And those guys were, who are both good officials, really good officials, those guys were all twisted up. And I just never got nervous. I mean, I just never.
Can I tell you one thing about you? you kind of struggled. You were a good official. First time he came, you officiated a Fort Covey ball game up here.
Yes, I did.
And it was a big game.
Jay County.
The year
Marion, or the year Fort Covey went to state, I think.
Yeah.
99.
Big game.
99.
We kind of was on you a little bit. I think he struggled. I think he gave us a short end.
Hey, you know, who am I to argue with
huh?
you? I mean,
you remember?
The one thing I remember about that game, it was me. This is how much I remember that game. Me and Clay Ehrman and a guy from Delphus St. John's, or Delphus, that was
somebody
friends with, I don't remember who was, he was friends with the football coach at the time.
Okay.
Butch. Anyway, what was his name?
Butch, what the hell was the football coach over at Jay County?
Butch Gray?
He was friends with that guy, and I remember the Jay County coach, he called a technical on Jay County. And I remember the Jay County coach, I was standing in front of him, and he goes, is there any way you can get that whistle away from him? Every time he blows it, he screws something up. But, yeah, and, you know, truthfully, that's one of the things I kind of learned early on is, why do I need to do that? You know,
yeah.
I did it as a favor. Barb had trouble finding somebody, right. and I said, I'll help out. And, you know, it's a no-win situation, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
I agree with that. That'd be tough. You, talking to, you know, going back to the MAC and the commissioner, and talk about the enrollment numbers. So the home school counts against the school district if you're over five.
Yep.
So I looked at it, and what's Fort Curry, about 97? Is that right?
Fort Recovery is 97.
And Marion Local is what?
114.
And St. Henry, if I look at it, and if, you know, I don't know, but it looks almost like St. Henry could come back to 7, Marion go to 6.
It's, I'll tell you what, St. Henry is the team, the one team, and this is all.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody knows what they're going to do with the divisions.
Right?
Because the only thing we know for certain is Division One, they're going to have 72 teams. Right?
Okay.
That's the only thing we know for certain. So the
is
top,
that right?
Yeah. The top 72 teams are going to be Division One.
Okay.
And then, like, the last 2 years, they divided it up, and it was kind of crazy. Like, 108, 108, 105, 109, 105, 108.
Okay.
Something to that effect. How they come up with that, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I always kind of envision somebody's with one of those bingo machines. They pull out a number. Yeah. Okay,
so you're saying 1
and
what? What's that mean?
No, that's how many teams are in the class.
So, but there's 72 in Division One. There's more in the rest of the divisions?
There's 72 in Division One, and what they did is they wanted to separate. There was such a gap in Division One from the team with the least amount of students.
Oh, so there's less in Division One.
Yeah, so they wanted to kind of separate them out and only give them 72 so the big boys could kind of compete with each other.
I got you.
And that gives supposedly a better opportunity for the kind of the middle-of-the-road mm-hmm. enrollment schools to get some love, if you will.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got you.
But, you know, St. Henry, at this point, I think could kind of go either way. I mean, I think they're at... I did a little math and
there's a lot of guys over there that can kind of go either way. I always
yeah.
So I think you know my opinion is
sorry Charlie off, Gels.
The cutoff's going to be around 105.
No names,
oh okay.
The cutoff's going to be around 105 for Division VI. St. Henry has 108. So you know if that changes 3 one way or the other. Who knows?
And Marion was what?
Marion's 114.
What I mean, we got?
So Marion and Parkway are tied with 114. And my guess is they're solidly in Division 6.
Yeah.
You know, they're. It would take something drastic as far as kind of an out-of-balance system to get them in another division.
Okay, so you look at that. And then what about this competitive balance? Now, is there something about if they win, they can move up? How's that? Is there...
Well, what they're doing is they're going to look, they're going to evaluate, they're going to do like a mock competitive balance run this fall. That was impressive.
Big one.
Some, I think your cell phone just rang.
That was a big message coming in.
That's the weirdest cell phone ring.
That was a weird cell phone.
Sounds like a duck.
Stinks, too.
Okay, so we need to get to a pig that he's golfing. Who's going to tell him?
I'm done.
You covered?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if you look down through the enrollment, the male enrollment, you've got New Knoxville, who is solidly in Division 7 in football.
They have
52 males.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have New Bremen at 71. You have St. John's at 82. Minster at 95. Fort Recovery at 97. St. Henry at 108. Marin Local Parkway at 114. Anna at 157. Versailles at 159. And Coldwater at 178.
Okay, so Coldwater, I had heard rumors that they may go to 6. They're not going to go to 6.
No. They are.
No chance.
They what about are, Anna and Versailles? Where would that cutoff be?
They are solidly in Division 5. All three of those schools. I really don't see any way for them to go one way or the other. I mean, they're all high enough enrollment that even if that line moves a little bit, they're going to stay in Division 5.
Right.
So what the MAC will end up with is three teams in Division 5.
This is a freshman through seniors.
Freshman through junior.
Through junior. So if you flunk some eighth graders just to help you out, you could do that.
Possibly.
That'd be a way to do it. There you go.
You're out. Hold your back.
But you could screw things up because they can only play till they're 19.
Well, you wouldn't want to flunk any good players.
Good players. Yeah, right.
I mean,
right. Now, Bill, they could
have those guys
Bill
that aren't going to play anyway.
As an eighth grader. So Digger, we got, we're talking about that. And let's talk a little bit about New Bremen. You know, last time we were here, we didn't really want to discuss it because there was a lot of stuff going on behind the doors. Now, they're having football.
They're having football, yeah.
They don't have a coach yet, do they?
They do not have a coach. They hope to have one. I think the last time I talked to Gary Jones, they were talking about trying to have one in place by the end of May, I believe, is what he told me.
So that guy he jumped ship. He wanted out.
Yeah,
there.
What happened? There were quite a few people. Burbacher from Fort Laramie went to Troy. He took his dad from Tip City.
Yeah,
and he took
in Fort Laramie.
The guy from New Bremen. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head.
Oh, he took him too.
Took and those guys are all going to Troy.
I don't know what it was. Yeah,
that's bad.
So now let's just say that New Bremen has a football team.
Yep.
Okay, and they're going to have a football team.
Their numbers have improved from where they did helmet fitting.
Yeah.
I talked to Gary at the last meeting, and Gary said we did helmet fitting, and the numbers have improved, and we're kind of solidly in. We're going to be able to field a team.
Okay, good. Because there was some talk, that we play them at the end of the year. Well, if they would have enough injuries and not enough kids, and they can't play, we're out of game.
Yep.
Which would hurt.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a long time ago, I did some investigation into that as far as what's better, to play somebody that potentially has zero wins to not play and divide by nine to get your computer points. And the bottom line is
better off
when those teams, for example, New Bremen plays Minster and Minster beats New Bremen. Well, if you beat Minster, you get second level points on New Bremen. Okay, so it doesn't just help on first level points head to head. It helps on second level points for whoever in the conference has already beat them. So it does make a difference, and you want to play 10 teams.
Okay, so New Bremen, you said, had like 70-some kids.
71.
Last year they were Division 6.
Yeah, and what happened is they have a class, and this is really the crux of the problem. They have a class, and I think it's the junior class next year has 5 boys in it.
Yeah.
It's just the most.
They're happy when it comes to Dayton.
Oh,
they're like, 5 guys. Can you imagine that?
They are.
Oh, it's like a.
You know, we were talking
like
earlier
back
about
when we went to school.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about me not being able to find a date for prom. Right?
You can't find one over there.
If I'm
you
one
can't
of
find
five,
there,
I mean, I'm selective.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah. I'm going to hold out and see what I get.
Yeah. I get a better offer.
But,
Yeah. If I take three, four, five. Yeah.
But they just had a... I mean, it was just a really... I mean, it's something you couldn't replicate that in 100 years, but it happened.
So how's the girls broke down? Same way?
Yeah, absolutely.
They because our girls have been in division... We're always on that.
In volleyball, we was Division III. Carly played at Napoleon. Yeah.
Fort Recovery in girls has 106 enrollment. So they're going to be close to that cutoff. Excuse me. Oh, they're going to be close to that cutoff point where they're maybe five, maybe six.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me,
three or four.
Maybe three, maybe four.
Right.
Because that's... Are you talking about basketball or volleyball?
The thing about it is, and get me wrong, this none of it really matters, except for the fact we're talking Marion local football.
I agree 100%.
I mean, sometimes it's better to go up one, sometimes, except for you do not want to be where Marion local football is. Other than that, it would bring us whatever we got.
Our girls, when Kelsey played,
it was a benefit to be Division 6.
Or Division
5. 3. 2.
Absolutely.
Right. As a professor.
Yeah. All the numbers covered, Bill.
5, 6,
all
3.
They didn't get one.
Yeah.
You didn't mention 13.
No. But that's right.
Just saying, there's one reason that we care about this, and we don't want to play at the Marion local.
It's unbelievable how we care now that our football program's got a little better. Before, we could give a crap less amazing what them numbers were.
Yeah. It didn't matter to us.
But so the MAC scheduling is, we're still one more year into what we had last year?
Yeah. This year is the second year of a two-year cycle.
Okay.
So this fall,
who'd we skip?
You will be playing the teams that you played on the road at home.
It's coming here.
And the teams that you played at home on the road. So the home and road MAC switches flip. And then at the end of this year, we'll do the calculation again, and it'll be another two-year cycle.
So are you in on that?
Yeah.
You kind of head that baby up?
Yeah, I'm involved heavily at that.
So what do you do? All the ADs meet with you at your house? You guys drink beer, get hammered, and say, hey, let's...
You play them. Good luck with that one.
We actually meet at Coldwater High School, which...
Oh, God.
In the Cavalier Room, which you couldn't ask for a better facility.
Oh, yeah,
you're not allowed to take pop in there, but I'm kidding.
Yeah, popcorn and water.
That's one of Bill's...
Popcorn and water.
No,
they got the term of this year, they got pop now. I might have had that turn.
Now they listen to you.
Yeah,
see?
I think I did.
But Coldwater has a you know, that Cavalier Room is just a great facility to have a meeting like that. And what happens is it's all done on a spreadsheet, and when we go in there, it's
numbers
done.
Don't lie.
It's done. You know, it's this team played. It's a grid and it's set up. This team, you know, if you're one, you play nine, and you know, right down the line. So it's kind of already set up, so it's pretty easy at that point.
How did the super sectional thing work out this year?
Love it. Well, you know,
I like it too.
Volleyball, in volleyball, there was an all MAC district up at Van Wert. Mm-hmm. In basketball, you know, we didn't probably do as well as probably historically
we
would.
Well, the fact of the matter is that in basketball, the MAC has struggled.
They have.
I mean,
we thought this year was going to be game.
Yeah, that's right.
We had the best.
There were some great teams. I mean,
great individuals.
There were some great teams
elsewhere
blocking the MAC teams. You take LCC.
Yeah.
LCC ends up at state, right? And probably are an injured player away from winning again.
Yeah.
Or at least competing better.
Tri-Village.
Yeah.
Tri-Village.
Yeah.
One of the,
out there, yeah.
But there were just some really good teams blocking the MAC teams' paths.
Yeah.
You know, and you got a team like Versailles.
But those teams were us. And Versailles is a perfect example. They had, of course, an all-stater or better than that. But after that, team-wise, you know, St. Henry, all-stater.
One of the things that I think I mean, this is something that I see, and I don't know what everybody else sees out there, but, you know, one of the things that I see is some of these other schools, there are kids that are just basketball players.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to LCC, you go to Tri-Village, Tri-Village doesn't have football until 2017.
Yeah.
But you go to their school, and those kids are playing basketball year-round.
All year-round,
right?
Yeah.
You go to LCC, most of those kids aren't playing football. So you run into those situations where, you know, You go look at back.
Jerry Curry's kids graduated, so then all of a sudden they took off.
Yeah. Well, he was weighing them down.
No, he's weighing them down. Yeah, holding down the whole program.
Yeah, he did. You, forgot what I was going to say. I had a great question.
He's going to talk to
I wouldn't expect anything else.
It was solid.
He's going to talk about who was better, Digger or Fee back in the day.
They both sucked.
Fee, who was better? Well, if they guard each other, who's better player?
Fee would win 9 times out of 10.
No. He got you.
And if he didn't win the 10th time, it's because I quit.
No. I don't want to talk about best man at your wedding or anything like that.
Boy, man,
we got to give up.
Yeah,
that.
Second time.
100 years ago.
So who's best man at Fee's wedding?
Digger.
What's that? What's wrong with that?
What about me?
What about DC?
DC, no.
Who's in your wedding?
Huh?
Who's in your wedding?
You.
No, who's, yeah, Hair Lot. No, I meant Hair Lot. I started that.
That was Dave. Chester.
No.
Hair Lot.
Hair Lot. That was on the sign.
Remember that? Chester was a hero that day. He's the only one who could read out of all of us.
That was a class. That was the best ever. Yeah, that was tremendous. All right, we're going to take another break here.
Break time. Bubba and Fee.
Hair Lot.
I'll be right back.
Hair Lot. Classics.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are 2 large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
The Fort Street Car Classic will be putting on their Spring Cruisin' in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. The cruisin' starts at 6 p.m. and lasts until 10 p.m., and many of the local businesses will be open for food, drinks, and an all-around good time. Come check out the cars filling the historic Brick Street in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and continue supporting our local community. We'll see you there on Friday, May 8th for the Cruise in the Brick Street in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're starting.
We on? We don't have an intro song?
I don't know that I've ever been on radio.
But you did have an intro
because you got to have an intro song. Why wouldn't you have an intro
You're
song?
You're really slow.
Because Bill screwed us up.
Huh?
Hey, well, we got the big car show this Friday.
Oh, yeah. You missed it.
We had 6 to 11.
Big talk.
Oh, 6 to 11. It. Yeah, they were on there. Interesting. Anyways, the big thing about it is I've never been. I've been to the car show at 10 o'clock when they did give the awards. Mm-hmm. They're not trophies. They're giving awards. Mm-hmm. When they all kind of fire their cars up and head out of here, that's kind of cool. 10
know.
O'clock. Anyway, stop up. Visit the merchants. It's a great night for the family. Great night for everything. 6 to 11. Come on up front. 6 to 10, but you can stay at 11.
Stay at 11.
Yeah.
You can stay some of those cars, it takes them about an hour to get out of here.
Yeah. So anyways, this Friday night.
It's like night. It's like night of fire when they all leave.
Yeah.
Fire them up.
Fire them.
Well, one year they fired one up and drove it through Napa's front.
Yeah, that was the guy that owned the pit stop.
I forgot
stop.
To ask him about that.
That would have been a classic.
Yeah.
Go right through the pit stop.
Boom. Oh, that was good.
Kimby's is still standing there shaking his head.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
You know, oh, Don Kemper.
This show's going to get bad.
We're talking about.
We can't remember anything.
No, we're there. We got the commissioner of the Mac. 419-852-9201. If you got any questions,
whatever made you move. Whatever made you move from Fort Carver to Morristown?
Wife.
Because we liked you, and you left us.
Whoa! I'm getting a call.
This is bad.
Well,
we thought, got a big question.
Well, my wife was from Osgood,
and you're from Fort Recovery,
and I'm from Fort Recovery, yeah. And you know, wives win.
No,
for the most part.
No, my wife's in Bryant, and I'm.
I can't believe you're not in Bryant. I mean,
what happened?
I picture you and Brian.
What happened?
Brian would love him in.
My wife works in Minster, and I worked at the time in New Bremen, and Chickasaw just seemed like
place to be.
A little closer, a little
makes sense.
A little less travel.
Locals leave. I understand it. I just hate it. Yeah, guys like you. Jeez, you're tremendous community people. Then you go to other communities, and you're tremendous communities for them, which hurts us.
Kills us.
I'm just speaking out loud, David.
You know, I'll tell you one of the funny stories when I went over to when I moved to Chickasaw. So I moved to Chickasaw, Jerry Segris.
Oh yeah.
Jerry Segris, yep. Who's from Fort Recovery,
yep.
Is already over there, and we're coaching Little League, Pee Wee League baseball. And there was a year where every coach in Chickasaw's Little League was from Fort Recovery. Mike Webker.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Me, Jerry Segris, three coaches, and we were all from Fort Recovery originally.
So that's basically why your baseball ain't worth a...
it ain't worth a what?
Ain't worth a darn over there.
It's not worth a flyer.
Well, no, they're good baseball team.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Actually, they got a good freshman pitcher.
Yeah.
When was the last time we could make fun of anybody when it comes to baseball?
Yeah, no kidding.
The Toits kid, I have to say this, I did coach him in Pony League.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Yeah. And yeah. And
still
I didn't screw him up at all.
He did good.
So that was a win.
That's when you're going off the mound, you gotta stay low and drive.
Really? Bill, can you come to our next practice? Help us out.
Can you hear that again? What's that?
Yeah, push off.
Stay low and drive.
It's all about the body. It ain't about the arm.
Really?
Stay low and drive.
Was you a good pitcher?
Use your base.
I was a real good pitcher.
Football. Stay low and drive.
You used
football?
Didn't you used to drink pitchers?
Bob's allergic to us.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry, really.
Big. Greg McClurg, was he any good?
Greg McClurg.
Good catcher, but he's an idiot.
Good catcher.
Well, I mean
like, let's talk about Greg for a second. So, like, was he a good team player? You get along with him good? You guys played with him, right?
Greg?
Yeah.
No.
Greg's quite a bit younger.
Greg's a lot younger than
P-Dog.
Yeah.
You know, Yozy.
I know, Mick, I was going to.
Jeff was a year younger than us.
Bad baseball player.
Yozy was bad.
Well, no. I'll tell you this.
Great dunker off the side of the gym.
Was you there when he did that?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Let me ask you this. How many wrists do you think you could break jumping off the stage? I mean, if anybody
knows, give us a call.
If he had three wrists, he would have broken.
You know,
he broke everything.
Very easily sued the school.
Did he make it?
Today that would happen.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did he make it?
No, he missed it.
I think it went in the back rim.
Oh, I remember.
That hurts to think about.
Yeah. The worst, and then his teeth were all knocked out.
Yeah, he knocked
off the floor. Everything.
The best part was, and I just told somebody this story the other night, they put him in a cast, and they had both forearms and a cast and a bar in between them, right? And he looked like a praying mantis. So I don't know what grade I was in, maybe a junior, he might have been a sophomore, I don't remember, but he would walk by my locker, and he was going to English and I was going to sociology. Right across the street, hell, I don't know. So they're right across the hallway from each other. So when he'd walk by when he was in that cast, I'd take my sociology book and throw it, and he couldn't do anything about it. And then when we got, I'd walk beside him, and when we got to the door, I'd pull my book out
and he'd carry your books for
and
you.
He'd go,
you was going to Mrs. Roush's class.
I mean, he basically couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
But,
so were you guys going steady since he was carrying your books?
I think so.
That's a classic.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Anyway, well, back to Greg. It's like Greg, he's kind of a loser.
He is our best listener.
He is.
He is the number one FR fan.
I guarantee he's listening right now.
No, if he's listening, text us, Greg, if you're listening.
Damn.
Anyways, how about softball one time? Tell you a little softball story. I'm umpiring behind second base.
Hold on a second. I think I remember this.
This is a classic.
You weren't very good.
I was very good.
Why are you umpiring behind second? Oh, you're
arrogant. He was arrogant.
He was arrogant.
So he hits a line shot, and he flinged his bat, and the bat ends up behind shortstop in the grass. I call him out for throwing his bat.
Greg McClure did?
He went crazy. Absolutely went crazy.
Was this little league?
He went berserk. No, this is softball. This is major league.
Nobody gets thrown out. You can't throw him out for throwing his bat.
You can't throw your bat in the outfield.
I can't throw your bat in the outfield.
Yeah. He threw it in the outfield?
Outfield. Left field.
You're behind second base, he said.
Yes.
Oh, he always did.
Oh, he hated that. Oh, he was cocky. Oh, he was cocky.
He's a good player, though.
He's a good player.
But I think he learned some of that cockiness from his brother.
Yeah. And Mick got it from...
Joyce. Maybe Banky?
Dad, maybe?
Maybe Dad.
You know, it jumped... Jeff.
Yeah.
Yes, he was
anything but cocky.
Yeah. He great guy.
Yeah.
Well.
So getting back here to the Mac.
Oh.
And I had a question. Somebody sent me a question about your officiating. The guy's name we won't give because it's... But he wants to know, do you ever go in at halftime and talk to him about a certain call?
You're talking today?
Yes. Are you allowed to go in at halftime and talk to referees about how bad they're doing? Or you ever say, we got to even this thing up?
I'll tell you this. I never talk to them at halftime. Mm-hmm. I never talk to them until the game's over for this reason. One thing about basketball, one thing about officiating, you got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he might have missed a call in the first half, or they might not be doing things exactly the way you think they need to be done. But if you change them in the middle of the game, how in the hell does anybody know what they're supposed to do at that point?
Yeah.
You know, something that was a foul in the, or it wasn't a foul in the first half, now is a foul in the second half. So I tend to, you know, I'll talk to him after the game. I mean, I've talked to people for an hour after the game. They'll sit and listen, and some of the better officials, better young officials, want to sit there and listen and ask questions and whatever. And you know, and I always tell them I don't have all the answers, and what I tell you, you can choose to agree, choose to listen to it.
The worst misconception the worst thing that, not the worst thing, something that always happens. One team has all of a sudden six fouls versus this team's got one foul against them. And everybody screams and hollers. And sooner or later, that six fouls is all of a sudden seven fouls to five fouls. Fact of the matter is teams play to where they foul six times compared to their team fouls one time.
Yeah.
But it always kind of goes like this because of pressure put on referees, in my opinion.
I'll twist that around. I'll say this. I don't know a coach worth his salt that if you have one foul, and the other team has six, doesn't say, we need to be more aggressive. Okay? You get a timeout and you say, guys, we got to get in their face. We got to get, you know, we got to do this. Not too many coaches want that discrepancy necessarily, if you know what I mean. They want their kids to be aggressive.
But they hold it against you a lot of times, the referees, I should say. A lot of times, it ain't fair. Right. A lot of times, that team is more aggressive. They should have six fouls, and this team should have one, but the fans are going crazy. You know, they got six, and they got one. Or I should say, it's just kind of...
Believe it or not,
go by the numbers.
I've been in games like that, and one of the things I will tell you is, you know, let's say Team A's playing a zone. So they're playing a zone, and, you know, the team's shooting perimeter shots the whole night long. Well, you're not going to get too many fouls in that environment. I mean, you're not... I'm not going to foul three-point shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And now, on the other side, you've got a team that's aggressively playing man-to-man defense, and they're taking the ball to the hole. You're probably going to draw some fouls. So, you know, style of play dictates a lot of stuff.
But referees usually give in to the numbers. Usually do. Ain't saying it's right or wrong.
Okay, so one thing that... one thing about Twitter is Twitter is the best sports bar for a ball game ever.
Yep.
You know, because me and you was watching, we was all watching the NCAA championship game, Kentucky, and it's fun to go back because you, as a critiquer of officials, was having a heart attack during that game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
So it's fun to listen to that, you know, and we was going back and forth a little bit, and I think Coach Goodwin from Marion was in on it too. So when you watch a high school game, how you got to be getting ate up inside when you see something that, because of your love for the game of basketball, first of all, agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you the truth, I don't go to games.
But he loves officials.
I don't.
That's what I say, so that's why it's the other side of that. If he loves officials, he's going to be behind them and understand it. Then when he gets out into the watching a college game, it's all about, wait, what the hell's going on?
No,
there?
See, I disagree with that.
I'm right.
I think Digger is more. No way,
never. I'll tell you this. When I watch a high school game, you know, it's going to sound crazy, but I don't watch what you guys are watching. I really don't. I mean, and it sounds crazy. I'm watching screens. I'm watching, you know, guys coming off those screens. Are they holding him? Are they chucking him? Are they, you know, trying to keep him from getting the ball? I kind of watch the game, and I kind of developed this over time. I watch the game because I know what the offense is trying to do, and I want to watch. Chris Benn and I had, when he was at Salina, had a great conversation one night about this, but I actually have did a lot of studying different offenses, motion, flex, and so I know what those offenses are trying to get, depending on the defense that they're playing. And so I look at, you know, a kid coming off a screen, you know, if he's their best shooter, are they trying to hold him to keep him from getting open? Are they knocking him, you know, they call it knocking down the cutter? You know, are they chucking him as he comes off the screen? I look at those kind of things, and I'm surprised.
Sure you do. And you just brought that up. Let me ask you one other question. I'll change subject. Star players, do they get treatment?
I don't think they necessarily. Here's what I'll tell you. I don't think they necessarily get preferential treatment, especially in high school. But what I would tell you is, if in high school it's easier because there are very few good players on a team. So the defense is trying to stop that guy. Okay? So they're trying, you know, they may be, you know, I've seen people grab shorts as they come off a screen. I've seen them grab jersey. I've seen them chuck them. I've seen them hold arms.
I've seen two cases that stick out in my mind about stars. One was Dexter Bailey.
Skywalker.
Skywalker.
Mike Post.
But he got in trouble the year before. I think it was the year before. I ain't sure how that was. They filed him out of the game. And he was the star everybody was there to see.
Yep.
And the other one is a local Greg Cullen. Now, Greg's fourth foul.
You were there.
We were all there.
Dave was there.
You were, I'm sure you were there.
I was there.
Are
there.
We talking about the regional final?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now he had a stupid foul. Either he fouled out on the stupid foul or his fourth was a stupid. He got the last two in 20 seconds.
The foul out was he didn't box out.
Yeah.
The dumbass didn't box out and got fouled.
Are you laying out?
Oh, okay.
Why am I laying out?
Dark.
No, it's called high blood pressure. I'm about to explode.
Are you? Look at you.
Look how tan he is.
I'm not tan.
Look at you.
That's high blood pressure. It's that pool stuff.
Stroking out here a little bit.
Baseball.
Nobody get the...
Lays out by the pool, and Kim massages him
out
there.
You got the pool open yet?
Yeah, got it fired up.
Go down there tonight?
Come on in.
Got to eat it up?
About a solid 47 degrees. Ooh,
shrinkage, boys.
Could be some shrinkage.
Yeah. Turtle. Anyway.
12-6.
12-6 what?
That's your shrinkage?
Shrinkage.
Yeah. 12-6.
How about your kid taking a Duke in your driveway on that was the funniest thing
that
I
was
ever seen.
I did see that on
classic.
Twitter.
That was a classic.
Facebook.
Imagine sitting there on your porch.
Beautiful spring day.
And the grandparents stopping. The grandparents stopping talking to me. So the two little youngins keep walking down, and we're sitting there talking. Next thing you know, you look down, and there that little kid is squatting like that. Her grandma takes off running, you know. Because, well, first of all, what the picture don't show you, his brother peed in the driveway right before that. So we're laughing at that. So we're laughing about that, no big deal. And then all of a sudden,
the little guy squats. He's one up in him, man.
Oh, I got
one up. Is he doing what I think he's doing? Grandma went running.
He's up him.
I think he called him before that. That was classic.
That was awesome. I still look at that and laugh.
I still ain't figured out how you talk to a referee for an hour after the game. They talk to me for about 2 minutes, and then they tell me to get the hell out of here. All right, I'm leaving.
Your guys' hearts talk. He's looking at it from a big picture.
What?
Don't get me started.
Now, Bubba and Harold, you guys are bad.
Bad?
Yeah. You are bad about officiating when it comes to being objective.
I will disagree with that 100% about Bob. Me, yes. Because I get crazy about stuff.
No, but he goes just the opposite a lot of times. He's pretty good with referees. No, he's not.
Yeah.
Because he sucks up to referees.
Man,
Bubba thinks all referees do good, so he don't blame him. That's why he's wrong. Said that. You are a homer guy, so you're never going to be right.
I'm a homer.
He's a referee suck-up guy, so he's always going to think they do a good job. And the only reason he wouldn't think they do a good job is because either they don't know him or they've past history.
No, that's
Bubba's
stupid.
Not good. Neither of you guys are good at
that. That's so stupid.
That's just saying. That's the fact.
No, you're wrong.
No.
Bubba, you always suck up. Whoever the name is, if they say, hi, Bob, hey, we golf them on Saturdays, they do a good job.
No, that is so stupid.
That's a fact.
No, that's a fact.
It's the truth. Fact.
I'm out on that one.
Well, I understand you're a homer guy. You're like me.
I'm a homer.
Bubba's just, he's a sickening guy. I'm serious. I mean, he'll got bone after the games, absolutely terrible referee games. I thought he did a good job, Oh, yeah, I'm golfing him next Saturday.
The referees. I'm not even going to talk about him. I'm so mad.
How many of those guys you golf with, Bob? It's not like you golf with one guy.
Never golfed with one referee.
And especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Golf with
him next week.
Come on, Bill.
Bill, it's January. Are they going to Florida?
I just don't think the referees have an outcome in the game. That's my opinion. If they do the best job they can, and I think Neil's the guy. Neil goes crazy about
it. He'll go a little crazy.
He hates referees.
I've heard about.
I like to help them.
I like to tell them what they're doing wrong.
I've heard about Neil and his coat. I wasn't there to see it.
That was a
but taking his coat with him because he knew he wasn't coming back.
Me and Bill were the same side. They're going.
That was a classic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Harold took his half basketball off his head and threw it out the floor and took off running.
I was with Digger on that one.
Was Digger there?
Oh yeah, Digger had a basketball.
I had basketball in my head too.
Yeah, Digger. Nobody remembers anybody but me. It's because you got to wear a cape and a basketball to a game. Damn.
You got one graduating this year?
Bob, you're not good, though, about that. Gone. I just want to bring that up to all our listeners.
Okay.
Bob's not good about evaluating referees.
We had 12 and down to minus 7.
Just dropping like flies. They want money back.
We're negative.
We're down to minus.
We're in the minuses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You ready for a break, Chuck?
Yeah.
We got to pay some bills. What time is it? Oh, we got plenty of time.
4 hours.
Oh, it's not even dark.
No.
It's close.
Let's take a little break. Diggers, take us out of here.
Take us out, Dig.
Take us out, Dig.
Hey, For Recovery Radio, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Make her day with a special gift from Forget Me Not Florist. Stop in and check out their selection of fresh arrangements, planters, outdoor hanging baskets, patio planters, balloons, and more. You're sure to find that perfect gift. Order early for the best selection, and if you can't be with Mom on Mother's Day, remember, they'll be happy to deliver it to her. That's Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. Stop in or call 375-4668.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their annual co-ed softball tournament the weekend of June 12th through the 14th at Fort Site Park. To sign your team up, go to their Facebook page, 2015 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-ed Softball Tournament. This tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery High School graduates, their spouses or fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Get your team together now so you don't get shut out of this great event. And even if you're not playing, it's a great time to get together with old friends at Fort Site Park. Again, the weekend of June 12th through 14th, the Fort Recovery Alumni Co-ed Softball Tournament, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters.
Here's my story. This is okay. Hey, here's a good tune. What's he got? You got this up loud?
It's here.
I can't hear it.
My love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Keep away from a runaround.
I got 2 years left, Danny. Bubba's mine.
I'll way outlive you.
I agree.
Harold's stroking out. He's all red.
Yeah, I'm about to blow.
Keep away from a runaround. Derek, where you work at?
Chico.
Jones. Now that's Mr. Machine or no?
No.
Nope. Stamp? No.
Sound yeah, Englewood.
He's in Englewood now.
Really? You drive to Englewood every day?
Yep.
How long drive is that? 40 minutes?
45 minutes.
45?
A little relaxing.
It is. It's not too bad.
Not too bad.
I actually like it better than driving 9 miles to Minster.
Really?
Yep.
You got a hard job?
No.
Yeah. I do nothing.
What do you guys do there?
Make work holding products.
He's not sure.
Work holding products for the machine tool industry.
Yeah? So you got a suit and tie job?
I'm vice president of operations there.
Oh, you're yeah.
Jesus. And that
sounds big.
That and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee.
That's not bad.
Well, it used to be 50 cents, now it's about a buck.
Well, that's gonna cost you a buck.
But 50 cents is what he makes every second.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk.
Billsy's in here and Digger, Don Kemper, Don Ford Kevin Grad, Commissioner of the Mac, and an all-around pretty good egg.
And vice president of operations.
That's exactly right.
Whatever it was he said.
Yeah, it's big.
There, we had you on here a couple months ago during basketball season and got you here on during baseball season. We've gone over the enrollment numbers. And let's talk a little bit about the your baseball is in a tournament draw. It was last week. So now we're going to, what are you doing?
He's got more. He looks like a chipmunk. I've never seen so much food in one guy's mouth.
He's just looking for something to stick in his mouth,
yeah, I think
too.
He put his whole
he's like
in
a
the
chicken
bowl.
Wing. He's got peanuts here. So the tournament, baseball tournament draw was just last Sunday, Fee?
Yes.
Last Sunday, yep,
Indians
last Sunday.
Drew who?
We drew a bye.
Okay.
And we get to play the winner of Waynesville Goshen and Lincoln View. Probably Lincoln View.
Okay.
If I was betting.
And then everybody has. Explain to me the how that works now. You charge to get into a baseball game before recovery?
Yep.
How do you do that without?
We
just get whoever
year.
You can.
Yeah, they.
I think.
A lot of places will just put up like a temporary fence and set a couple people out there and take money. It's required if you host a tournament game, you've got to charge. It's the Northwest District Board. Stipulates that, and if you can't, or if you say you can't, then they have the option of having the game at the other school's facility. For example, if you say, well, we can't charge, we can't do it, we can't host, or whatever, they say, okay, well, that's fine, we're going to have it over at Lincoln View or whatever.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, give me a package of stuff.
So then the OHSA gets all the money?
The
Northwest District, what's it?
It's the Northwest District Board. until the regional, and the Northwest District Board will take a percentage of the money. And I'm not exactly sure what it is, you know, as far as percentages, but they take some of the money, the pre-sale for both the home school and the visitors. I think both schools get to keep that. So it's just walk up and...
Okay, so I think Ohio is one of the few states that do that anymore, that give kickbacks to schools.
Yep.
Now, with the state basketball attendance being an absolute farce, what's the state of the OHSAA with money? I mean, that's got to, you know, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, and obviously, you're getting, obviously they're concerned about it, Bubba. They, I don't know. Kind of knowing going into the tournament who was involved, I was kind of looking at the attendance, thinking that it wasn't going to be good. You have when you have a lot of inner city Catholic or parochial schools.
Yes.
What you end up with is you don't have communities following those schools.
Yeah.
And it was kind of set up that way this year. I mean, there were some, you know, there's a tri-village that is going to bring everybody from their town, but their town's not very big.
Right.
There's LCC, who's going to bring just kind of the LCC community, if you will.
Yeah.
Not Lima. They're not going to bring the Lima community. They're just bringing LCC. So it was kind of set up to be honest with you, looking at the teams. On Thursday it wasn't going to be pretty.
So what kind of money do they get from Fox Sports to air it?
That is something I don't know. I don't know what Fox Sports pays them.
Or is it Fox the Sports Channel or is it Fox Sports?
It's Fox. Okay. It ends up being Fox Sports. They bought out Sports Time Ohio, I think, and kind of combined everything.
So you're friends with Jerry Snodgrass, and Jerry's
assistant commissioner.
Yeah. State. What's his thinking of it? I mean,
you know, that's one of the things that I'll tell you is people don't, when you get down there among those assistant commissioners, they don't want to talk about attendance.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll never kind of stir up a debate about attendance among those guys. I don't think they want to talk about it. I think behind the scenes they're trying to do some things. But, you know, here's one of the things I would say, and, you know, sitting here among, you know, probably five guys that have been to the state tournament multiple times.
No.
How about this? How about taking it down to Nationwide Arena and having some bars around it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because where it's at, I mean, it's lost that luster.
Yeah.
You know, when St. John's Arena, or St. John Arena was across the street from the Holiday Inn, and it was just down the road from the Varsity Club. And I'm not saying that it's about, people just want someplace to congregate and talk about the game.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's something is that
not have to
they
walk.
Gotta do something
that far.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's great, but I came up with it.
It's a hell of an idea.
Good job, bud.
Let me ask you another question. Let me kind of complain. When's a baseball state championship? What weekend?
I believe
I seen this.
Second weekend
it's
June.
It's like the second weekend in June, I believe.
So how can that be? I mean, that's kind of school's over. Most of these kids have their class. Part, you know, they're going on their class trips and stuff. I mean, why can't that be a week earlier or something? I mean, there's a lot of kids that I'm sure, seriously, I'll tell you this, probably a lot of kids that are thinking that's an ouch. When the whole class is going on a class trip, we're not going because we're going to state and play baseball, which is a once in a lifetime thing, but why do they have to be after that?
Well, the one answer I'd give you is, you know, when you look at how the season lays out, I mean, baseball weather is horrible.
Yep.
Baseball and softball. I mean, it starts, it's freaking zero outside,
bad.
You know, and that's an exaggeration. I mean, it's 30s, 40s.
Still bad.
Windy.
There were five games in a row where the wind chill had to be 30.
Yeah.
So, but they're playing 30 games.
Yeah,
25.
Yeah,
27.
20,
max. 27 max. We're gonna get 23.
Playing 20 on the average.
A lot of games. I mean, how many games do you really care about? Some max games. How many games is there? But why can't that whole thing be to where it fits into the actual logistics of graduating from high school?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't have a good answer for you other than you
That's
know.
It's always bothered me.
No,
80% of the teams probably aren't playing past Greg Bush.
One of the things that you're
20 are happy to be playing.
Not all of them.
One of the things you'll find.
They can just lose to a team that would.
I'm just telling you. So both of them are once in a lifetime things, and I'm thinking there's no reason they should be on the same weekend.
One of the things I'll tell you though is, you know, if you think about the tournament, the baseball season. Let's say we have 3 weeks of just horrible conditions and rain and whatnot. And I mean, it kind of makes it difficult to try to fit the season in and get any, you know, momentum going for your season.
It's odd. I'm just saying.
I think there are some states that do like later. They actually do it later than they end it later than we do. They like end it in July.
That's crazy.
But I don't remember if Michigan or one of the neighboring states has their baseball tournament like it's in July.
Yeah.
Well, that's like I mean we'll have our awards banquet before the season's over, which is kind of stupid, too. I mean, if you have a great season in basketball, you know, you're waiting and waiting and waiting. They wait till that thing's over with in case you have a great state championship or something.
But I understand the timetable of it all, but...
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Indians baseball team, Mr. Feely.
Hey, going good.
What a game Friday night that's going to be.
Yeah, that'd be another baggie. You know, that's...
Senior night, Diamond Dog, seniors, and we have to win this to have any chance at all.
Have we ever won the Mac in baseball?
Never.
Ever.
Nope.
Never?
Never.
No, in fact,
never.
Some really good teams, it wasn't the Mac.
No.
Right.
Never the Mac.
Nope. So you get a, like, will Digger be there to present a trophy or anything if we win the Mac?
I don't know.
They'll be presented the trophy at the banquet if they would win the Mac.
Ooh, yep.
They have a Mac banquet.
The Mac banquet is May. I think that calendar is still in April, right there.
Yes,
but
it is.
I think it's May 18th.
We don't look at it.
Is the May 18th? Banquet.
May 18th is the Mac banquet, and that tournament starts when?
Tournament starts, I believe, for
this
most
Saturday.
Teams.
This Saturday.
Yeah, the 9th.
Okay,
I believe.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. God dang it.
The second round will be next Wednesday. That's what
we play the winner of Lincoln View. No, yeah.
Goshen.
And if we'd win that, we'd play Crestview, Marion Local, Knoxville winner.
Yep.
So probably Crestview.
Yep.
And
that
would be next Wednesday night. 2 weeks.
2 weeks from Wednesday.
At 7 o'clock. So next Wednesday night, the 13th, we play a tournament game.
Home. Yep.
So we are going to have sports talk after the game.
Yeah. That'd be a great idea.
From the baseball diamond.
Yeah, we'll just stick around.
And Bill will be there. Bill said he's coming up to the game.
Yep.
Yeah, Bill's seen one this year.
Yep.
Oh, I've been too.
You have?
Yeah.
He was in left field.
All right.
Yeah, I heard
five
about
runs in the first.
So, I was going to ask you something there, Bobby.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Baseball.
Just go again, though. Just kind of rehash what you just said.
Well,
insight.
We're going to
I had something
next
big to
we
say.
Have to do something within something.
Indians baseball, Mac.
Baseball, Mac.
Digger presenting a trophy.
Digger trophy.
We're backing up.
Nah, I don't remember.
You can find out on archives.
Hi, Digger. This is Digger, commissioner.
It'll be on archives.
You'll be able to come back.
By the way, I listened to our show the other night with... you had Teresa and Kate, and then afterwards it was just us in here.
Yeah.
And
Giggle Fest.
We had the Giggle Fest.
Oh, jeez.
And then if you get a chance to listen to the archives.
It's funny.
Stupid.
It was. And oh, my God, I laughed. It was good.
That would have been 2 weeks ago. It was beyond silly.
So, Digger, you don't have one graduating this year?
No, I have a sophomore in high school.
Sophomore in high school.
Yep.
And, Alex is where? Chicago?
Alex is now in Houston.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he moved from Chicago. Listen to this story. He winters in Chicago.
Yep.
And summers in Houston.
Wow.
Think about that.
Be about 100.
Yeah. 0 to 100.
110. Yeah.
So I told him
Houston,
you couldn't pick a
30 below.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's going to go back and forth?
You know, he's moving to Houston for good.
for a while.
How old is
he? He is 20. He'll be, let's see, he was 24? Born in 90. So
is he married?
He'll be 25. Nope.
25.
No.
Nope.
Girlfriend?
Nope.
Easy to move then, wasn't it?
He can't. Not tied down at all.
Ain't that
Bill's got his hand up.
Bill got
question.
Willie.
Question. Yeah. Baseball question.
Okay.
Baseball.
What's the rules on the ace pitcher? Or not ace pitchers. Pitchers in tournament.
As far as innings,
yes.
Actually, you can pitch. I think it's 10 innings.
That was your phone. Phone went off again.
There's Bubba's phone.
That stinky phone went off again.
You got to get a different ringtone.
That stinky phone.
So
I don't like your ringtone. That stinks.
So in a 3-day period, you're allowed to pitch 10 innings, right, Fee?
Yes.
And then it resets. So
3-day period, you're allowed to pitch 10 innings.
Yep.
Well, heck, that's easy.
There's no pitch count. It's just 10 innings. Hey, and if you pitched one batter, it's an inning.
We talked tonight, David, and I wasn't positive on this. If my starting pitcher starts and we take him out and bring a guy in, can he re-enter more than once or just one time?
He can re-enter more than once.
He can re-enter more than
but
once?
But keep in mind.
Somewhere on the field, right?
Yep. Yep. You got to go to the field.
Right, right.
But so every time he comes in, let's say he comes in. So and pitches one pit or
that's
one batter.
An inning. That's an inning.
Every inning, that's an inning. That's the same inning. As pitching all inning. Yeah.
So he could pitch the first, third, fifth, and seventh inning.
So run the tournament by me. So you're playing two games a week.
Yeah. Wednesday, Saturday.
Wednesday,
right?
Saturday.
Wednesday, yep. Saturday.
Well, actually, it'll be
actually,
Saturday,
it
Wednesday, and then next week the districts will be Wednesday, Friday.
But basically, still two games a week. Yeah. So if you have two aces,
that's big.
You're golden.
Yep,
that's big.
You're golden.
What about when you get to the state? They play those fairly close, don't they?
That's probably
well. The state
Saturday,
is third. The state,
but that'd be the same way.
The state can be Thursday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So
you better have two.
Better
arms.
Have two.
Yeah.
You better have a couple.
I remember because
so Derek Tobey was obviously the great pitcher for Coldwater last year, so they had to have a second guy to get through. That's what. You know.
Al Souter, he had guys warming my arm up, but
icing it up for how
icing
they
it up every
try to keep you warm.
Mm-hmm. We gave up 15 the first two innings.
Did they have Doc Schreidman? Was Doc Schreidman the team physician?
Doc Schreidman,
yeah.
He's awesome.
Doc Schreiman had a daughter that was
yeah.
My recollection is she was fairly attractive.
Doc Schreiman did?
Harry.
Yep.
Very hairy lady.
She hairy?
Doc was hairy.
Doc was hairy.
Doc had hair.
Oh, he was a bear.
He was a bear.
Yeah.
Huh? He was a bear.
Yeah, his daughter was hairy, too.
See, now that's something I didn't know, but.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Bill.
Hair.
That's
Bill.
Hey,
you think he's still alive?
Yeah. Doc Schreiman's, oh, yeah.
He can't. He's
70,
I think, 75, maybe.
Yeah.
Wonder where he's at now. Think he's listening?
I think he's in.
He is on.
No.
No?
Newark.
He might be.
Newark? Is he in Newark?
He doesn't even remember Fort
Recovery. Probably.
Wait a minute. I got a text. Doc SCH. I don't know who that'd be. Loving the show right now.
He's a good old boy.
Yeah. I like that.
Who we got now? We got, Hey, wait, I got another question for you, bud.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Is it something you're allowed to say on the radio?
He can do it.
Tell me who it's coming from.
New Bremen has a football coach.
They do.
Yeah. Do they really?
Yeah. He is from Bell Fountain. It's not been released yet, but he has met with the kids.
Gary Thur?
Gary Thur.
From Bell Fountain.
Yeah.
But, I bet it's one of the third boys.
It's one of the third boys is doing it.
Yeah, well, good.
Love them.
Well, good for them.
That is good. I mean,
you root for them.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that program turn around.
Oh, yeah. We want to have.
I mean, we're not going to. I'm not going to sit here and feel too sorry for too many programs.
You ain't going to do it?
No, we've been there. We've been there for 20 years as far as we hope that program turns around.
Do an eight.
I'll tell you what, it's a bear. It's tough.
Well, you know what? One of the things I'll say, and we mentioned this before, I told Brent. Niekamp, what a great job he's done sticking it out and taking the Fort Recovery football program from where it was to where it is today. he's done a great job with that.
Yeah, he's got to feel pretty good about that.
Got nothing but kudos for that guy.
He's got to feel pretty good about that.
Think about that. Coaching all that, winning one game a year, if maybe two if we had a great year.
Yeah.
Going home every night, kicking your dog.
I mean, a great year for us. If we won four games, that was a unbelievable
fire trucks.
Year.
Get the fire trucks out.
Get the fire trucks out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's brutal.
You. Well, you know what? It's good to see any of the MAC schools just make have competitive teams where, you know, we know on a Friday night that there's going to be a football game. You
okay, know, yeah. Here's my question. All right. So is there a correlation between the upswing in Fort Recovery athletics?
Our basketball was down. What do you mean upswing?
And weightlifting.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, no doubter.
Here's one of the things I'll tell you about that. This is strictly my opinion.
Bill, stop.
No doubt.
He's thinking here.
This is strictly my opinion. I'll spew my opinion, and then you can tell me how wrong I am.
Right. Let her fly.
Okay. Bob, you launching one again? Or?
No, underwear at my crib. Okay.
So,
pull her out of the old flapper.
You gotta let us know when you're gonna say that.
So, you know, kids go in there and work their butt off at the weight room, and it's not just weights, but it's running, it's agility drills. It's, I mean, if you come out of there, you invest the time. You don't come out of there the same athlete you went in.
Agree.
And it has to translate to,
I agree, 1,000%.
Athletic success.
Yeah.
Whether you're playing basketball, baseball, football, track, whatever. Without a doubt. You take a kid that is
that you is, know you're drinking them fast when the empties are both empties are cold yet.
Yeah. But I guess my answer is I think there is a correlation between that. And one of the things I'll tell you is you have to get the kids to buy into that. And I think the kids in Fort Recovery have probably seen the success, and yeah, it's easier to get that buy-in. Because
okay, but,
it takes
but, work. My butt on that is we've had – you got to have kids that are very good that will then – allow those kids that do all that weightlifting to excel. So, like we had this year also, we have 2, 3, 4 very skilled athletes.
Yep,
as good as we've ever had.
Yep.
Okay, on one team, probably the best or one of the top one or two running backs. Mm-hmm. Sure, boy fits in there. Same had a very good quarterback. Had
wide receiver.
So wide receiver. These guys are guys that we've never had that nucleus before. Right. All of a sudden now, gosh damn, our lines are good, or you know, our lines are playing good. If you don't have those skilled kids, extremely good. The Hall boy set it off. He was above. You know, he had 200 yards against Coldwater, right?
Marion.
Yep.
200 yards against Marion.
Watched.
Yep. Yes. Now that kid's, you know. What I'm saying is I understand it. Yes, the weight room, but you got to have also that talent at those positions to let the rest of it blossom.
Okay, would.
And then now they say everybody, the kids are going crazy. Yeah, up, okay. They're jumping over skyscrapers.
Yeah, there. Okay, so Wade Gilhouse, Elijah Collig, kids that
didn't play,
our best athletes that didn't play football. Now they're all playing football,
right? I mean, that's the key, I think. And you're saying that the skill are huge. I agree, but I think our line was unbelievable this year.
Great.
All of a sudden, our line is becoming they can block and we can actually tackle. That's huge. Yeah.
Except double cheese can't snap it with the train going by at Anna.
Yeah, train got double cheese on that.
I love double cheese.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the funny thing about that weight room. Like a double cheese in junior high is a slower big kid. And now this kid's
he's an athlete. Yeah. I mean, he's a fast. He's a. He's made
what
himself.
What you're noticing, I'm coming out a different guy. What you're noticing in now is that we used to have lines that had two or three kids, whether they was good or not, that you'd come in and say, "Oh, kid is big. He's really big."
Oh, we had some gigantic.
Now we had kids that was 2 years before 6 foot, 170 pounders. All of a sudden, now they are 6 foot, 210 pound. And you come, they come bowling out, and their freaking arms are this big.
Well,
and
Digger's kid's a perfect example.
He's a perfect example.
Yes. And these guys
are the exact same way.
Holy shit.
You know,
if he was that way growing up, he's a little guy and got in weight room.
Oh, look at him now.
Hey, he's chiseled.
He's an animal.
I am thick.
Yeah, he is.
Chiseled.
But chiseled. The one thing I'll agree, you can transform a kid from just a big kid to a big athletic kid, but I will still say that you look at the successful programs around, and you have kind of a nucleus of just a little skill. You take, and nothing against Coldwater by any stretch, but take Brody Hoying off their team. Take, you know, pick five guys that you could take off that team, or three mm-hmm. or four guys you take off that team, and, you know, maybe they become a little more mediocre.
It'll be interesting to see how they are this year.
And they're the
team that I really look forward to seeing.
But one of the things I always think is interesting is you go to these schools, and it seems like there's almost a never-ending supply of athletic kids. Who's the next, you know, kid that's going to step up and be the next Brody Hoying at Coldwater, or the next
Berkey
at Bobby Hoying at
What got me at Coldwater, I might not have these right. Quarterback.
No, they allow...
Their quarterback position. Their quarterback position, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, was they had either
Hoying,
Winning, and Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
One of them got hurt. Right. The other one filled in. How are you going to replace this guy? And all of a sudden, I think his Winning boy fills in.
That's for Clinky. No, for Bruins.
But Bruins went to Ashland.
Bruins was younger.
But I thought one of them got hurt, so one of them had to come in there and fill in. I'm not sure.
Clinky got hurt.
All of a sudden.
They brought in him, and he was tremendous.
Yeah, it was. It was Clinky and
It was Clinky.
Clinky,
it was
Clinky and started. Winning.
I don't think Winning. Yeah. Winning might only start 1 year.
No. Brunsie's older than Winning.
No. Brunsie just graduated 2 years ago.
He just graduated a couple years ago. Winning's coach.
Oh, yeah.
Clinky's,
you're right.
Clinky's.
Yeah, my point is, that's the advantage of the Coldwaters, Marion Locals. Usually, a lot of times, the Henry's got where they can't. We have a tough time this year. I mean, we didn't get injuries, was fine. You know, we can't fill in like those guys could in those type of years. Depth. That's the word I'm thinking of. Depth. D-E-P-T-H.
Yeah. Well, it's got something to do when you start those games and you look
pretty
over.
Quick, wasn't it?
You look over the Coldwater game. And they've got 100 guys out there bouncing up and down before the game. First kickoff, it's like, okay, we got 34 guys over here. They got 120. It's unbelievable. They got somebody to choose from. It's
how many
incredible.
MAC teams have we not beat yet?
Marion
Local?
Marion Local.
Coldwater? Is that it? We built Dulles? Anna? We beat Anna?
I don't think we've ever beat Anna.
That's probably about it.
That's it?
Okay.
And we're not going to be Coldwater next year.
We're not?
Nope.
Shaking
the stuff,
they don't play.
We don't
play. Who's that?
I said we're not going to be Coldwater next year because we don't play.
Anyway.
I think we'll ever beat Coldwater.
yeah, we'll be. Absolutely. Don't ever say never.
Okay. Hey, I don't know. That's awesome.
Beat him in baseball.
Yeah, we beat him in baseball. That's right.
I never thought we'd do that.
Been a while.
34 years. He was on our last team.
Yes, sir.
You remember that game?
Yes, sir.
Did you get a hit?
Actually, I did. I got in the game. I didn't start.
He probably took one deep.
No. I didn't start, and I quit my sophomore in...
wait a minute. What year? In 81?
81. I came back by my senior year, and
you led the team in hitting your senior year.
Yeah. Shum said, I ain't starting you just because you're a senior, because you haven't played 2 years. I said, I got no problem with that, And the Coldwater game was, I finally got in the game, and I got on. I don't know if I got a hit or not. So I was on base somehow, but
probably a beating ball.
Yeah, well, I don't. It wasn't. It probably walk. But then We won that game, and I started every game after that.
You ever hit a home run?
High school,
no.
If high school lasted 13 years,
yep,
he'd been all state in like four sports.
Digger's the same way.
All state, four sports.
He went from.
Well,
Fouling out.
I mean, how big were? I was bigger though. The whole time.
Yeah, but not.
You guys are both. Look at you. You're both 6'4". You're steadily. You're dark.
We're 6'4".
They are dark, ain't they?
I grew two inches.
Dark. Unbelievable. I feel huge right now. I'm muscular. I've been working out.
Yeah,
I've never picked up a weight in my life. Working out wide open.
No, you got nice hair.
He does have pretty hair.
He's got nice hair. He got nice hair too, Digger.
Just a little less of it.
Yeah. Fee, you color. You guys both color. Bill, you color your hair too.
No. Yeah.
Oh,
used
yeah.
Used to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of coloring going on.
You going to shave anytime or what?
No. He wants to be like Elijah.
Yeah, Elijah. Elijah's smoking dope.
Elijah got a little, he's got a little shaggy thing going down.
Not smoking dope.
No.
Yes, he is.
He does look like Shaggy.
Color your hair?
He's shaggy. What?
You color your hair?
He's in the mystery machine.
I think you do. Have you ever done it? Ever?
Never.
Yes, you have.
Are you stupid?
Yes.
Why would I ever color
your hair? How do you color your hair? You got this stuff dark. But it looks weird.
He gets it highlighted.
I got a headphone on.
No, you got highlights going on.
Huh? I got highlights.
You got highlights.
I think we ought to get it. You didn't highlight.
You know, it's not like we're... Me and Fee's kind of celebrities now at this radio gig.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, people look at us in different light.
Yeah, we're big.
I told somebody this week that I was going on, after you sent me the text the other night, that I was going on a nationally syndicated...
The big show.
Radio show.
I can tell when I walk down the street, I get treated a little different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's different.
This is Ed Sullivan.
This is a really big show.
Yeah. Hi, Greg.
Yeah.
A really big shoe.
We got a really big shoe.
We got us a really big shoe.
Quarter after four in Spain. I don't believe Greg's.
Gregor?
He might be. He's usually up.
Greg's
not giving up.
Uh-huh. Greg Collick, second round.
Best high school player we've ever had at 40 curve, but his brother's a better shooter.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt. Elijah 100%. Was a better shooter than Greg.
We go in the gym right now. Let's see who wins. I'd take the big guy, the little guy.
You'll take Elijah over Greg?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and shooting.
Yeah, shoot.
No, I'm not talking ball player.
You want to play one-on-one, I'll take the big
fella. But it comes to putting in the hole. Elijah eats Greg alive.
But here's my...
But Greg always throws. I mean, his follow-through was kind of screwed up there when he was shooting.
Why didn't you tell him something?
His finger was a good...
If you'd have talked to him, you could have helped him out.
I totally messes the bowling alley one time.
Did you?
I can't believe he didn't listen to you.
He agreed.
He did. That's why he's in Spain. He listened to Billy and look where
he said, I'll tell you what, he said, my dad, he never ever takes me to the gym or helps me out.
No, not either.
They've never seen a gym.
Yeah. He's never seen outside of a gym.
How old are these peanuts, Spency?
We've been on for 4 hours.
Huh?
They're from the 1920s.
They're a little older than the old Bub and Fee show, I can tell you that.
They've been here every show.
Yeah. They have seniority on you, Bob.
Not bad.
They were on sale.
Too bad.
That's pretty good. Where'd you get them at? IGA, Old Fort?
Well, who's next week's show? Who you got next week?
We're doing it live from the baseball diamond.
From the baseball diamond. You're going to be there. Insight coming in.
What time? We got to start doing the Insight later.
Why didn't you do... You needed to do the community club this week. Cliffy. Insight.
But we had the car show coming up this Friday.
Okay. And Saturday is the golf.
For the booster.
But they've already signed up the kid.
Yeah, they can't
good
back
point.
That's right. And if he
didn't,
they're
going to be live at the golf course Saturday.
No. The booster tournament, the football, we're going to be live on hole number two.
Yes.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah. Interviews with the guys that come through and play.
You're golfing now.
Huh?
You're golfing.
Digger's going to do it.
Digger's golfing.
Did you know that, Digger?
I did not know.
You are.
He's going to be interviewing people.
You're interviewing.
Coming off the tee.
As they come on to number two, you got to announce their shot.
Yep.
Boy,
that'd be a classic.
That would be funnier.
We'll set you up a little thing behind him.
Hold on a second. Do I have to use my golf voice?
Absolutely.
Yes. That's a lovely shot.
Bill Stockler.
Bill Stockler, number seven.
I'm going to be working on that.
That's a big swing. That is a big swing out of that fella.
Buckeyes signed another recruit yesterday. Best punter in the nation.
Did they get
seen
him?
That.
Crispin? Is that right?
How about the...
We get them all.
I'd pick the guy from Alabama.
I would take the guy from Alabama.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah, the 6'7" punter they had last year in the national championship.
That's the only player they have.
He's the MVP of their team.
Oh,
far, no doubt.
Urban Meyer is supposed to be in Finley today for a speak at the university.
You guys be down there in Art Big South.
You wouldn't, if Urban Meyer would come to Fort Cover, would you go?
Yeah, Fort Cover.
We had Pete Gillen.
We did have Pete Gillen.
Good passed out.
You passed out.
You passed out Pete's pants.
Come on, you.
Yeah.
Pete Gillen was good.
I was with him all day.
He was good.
Pete Gillen was here.
No wonder he hadn't come back.
Yeah. It was so hot in that gym.
It was hot.
Pete Gillen was here. He spoke.
Okay, who's our head coach that time?
Baba Louie.
Doug Dunlap.
Man, they were buddies.
They were.
They're big buddies.
Doug Dunlap now is at... Let me get this straight.
I haven't heard anything from him for years.
No, he runs a gym.
That don't surprise me.
Yeah. I did hear that. Yeah. It's in Ohio, right?
Yeah. Down by Cincinnati.
Manchester.
Baba Louie. Baba Louie body. Man. Come on in.
Where's Manchester, Ohio at?
Oh, south of Cleveland.
South of Cleveland.
It's actually, I think it's, isn't it south of North Manchester, I believe?
Could be east of West Manchester.
I mean,
I think so. Because West Manchester is only a mile from Indiana, so it has to be east of
West.
I'll be.
I'll be too. What else we got? Cavs tied Surge up 1-1.
Yeah. Did they tire up tonight?
Yep.
Up.
Somebody's cell phone.
Bill's phone just went off.
Is that another phone go off?
Blazing sounds.
We have to get different.
Somebody's got to punch a horse.
Let's not get into the game.
No, we don't do that. Not again.
Okay.
What else going on for you, Kevin?
Well, Friday night, Mike Tin is going to go around and interview several different people, spectators and car people, and that will be broadcast on Fort Kevin Radio.
Perfect.
Live, he's going to go out and talk to some people, bring the stuff back, and we're going to put them on various times through the night after the baseball game on Friday night.
Chuck going to be up here Friday night?
Yep.
You got a date with him?
What? You got to put some...
Just date with you?
You need to put some flashing lights on the old FR.
There's a girlfriend there.
Oh! He said you got a date with him.
I thought he had a date with Neil. I didn't know what was going on.
I thought he was talking about Mike.
Yeah, I was thinking, what's going on?
I don't think Chuck's dating either me or Mike.
Hey, listen to the game yesterday. You and Wes did it. You guys did good. Yeah.
Chuck didn't talk enough West.
That was an ugly game.
Was out of breath all the time.
Knoxville. I see Court Flair, John. He resigned, didn't he?
He resigned, yeah.
Writing on the wall there.
Writing on the wall. I'm getting
out. Well, I think... I talked to
Otters. No,
I talked to some people, and he supposedly made a decision based on his family. And,
yeah.
And, you know, you got to respect that. I mean...
Absolutely.
You kids only grow up once, so...
Yeah. Chris Benn. Resigned?
Chris Benn.
CB. Resigned. Done.
That was a surprise.
Yeah.
It really was.
Somebody said he quit teaching.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, I heard that, too. I heard somebody's going to work for his dad. I heard that same thing.
He's what?
Going to work for his dad.
We figured. I thought he might.
Hey, so they have a good team coming up.
Yeah, they're going to be solid.
Yeah. Slime's got a good program.
He's not bailing on that.
No. He's got something.
Who's their big guy? Caney?
Mike Caney. I heard he was going back as assistant under him, Wally. Now, I don't know if that's
true. Is that right? Because I'd heard Caney, too.
You hearing anything over there?
I'll keep my comments reserved that whole.
Okay, sounds good.
Well,
that's something different.
I've never heard that before. I'm going to reserve my comments. Bill Stotler said that.
Any other openings in the MAC?
Not that I know of.
Nope. So you got Mac Commissioner? You got to do some
track. Somebody said, "Wait a minute,
you do some track."
Whoa,
track.
That's fun. Uh-oh, this is big.
I'll tell you this about track. Track has some tremendous athletes.
Oh, unbelievable athletes!
Just tremendous.
It's
the longest day.
Ever.
But when my kids played track or participated in track, I mean, I love my kids, but I did not want to be there.
That's a toughie to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
tough.
They, you know. It's like a
swim meet.
It is like a swim meet.
Forever. It takes a long time.
And your kid participates for this much very minimal part of the whole time you're there.
Did somebody say there was? You probably know this more than me. There's like three boys basketball coaches going to coach the girls' team this year. In the MAC?
I did not hear that.
I haven't heard that one.
I heard there's
last year. I heard there was one. I know that.
Was there one last? I heard there was one last year. I didn't know there's. Heard there's a train going on there. Maybe that ain't.
Marion named who's their girls' coach? Streeb.
She is. Beth. She actually played at Finley.
Good player.
She was Beth Everman. Jerry Everman's daughter.
Who?
Jerry Everman's daughter.
Bev Everinger.
It's pending.
Peanuts in your mouth, not in your ears.
So she's got to be approved at the board meeting.
Board meeting.
I think it's Monday night or Tuesday night. But yeah, they do have a Treva. Believe it or not, Treva wants to become a basketball official.
Official.
Can you imagine that? She's going to be yelling at coaches.
Oh yeah,
gross.
Yeah.
Coaches out. That'll be good.
So she's done.
He's done.
He's done.
I'll be damned.
We got a superintendent yet?
When does that?
Hey, tonight's the night.
Mr. Hobbs.
No, tonight's the night.
He ain't going to get it.
Oh, yeah. No doubter.
He better get it.
They ain't got a big meeting tonight.
No doubter. If he moves down.
If you see smoke coming out of the furnace up there, the named one.
Well, it's white or black.
Yeah, white.
Yeah,
means,
if he,
white means
so you got to hire him, and if only if
let's
he
keep
moves
going
work
out
ever.
Of this.
Huh?
Ferks,
Ferksy,
Jason Woods,
and
Hobby
Ferks,
all principals. So nobody's got any. Nobody's got any.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody talks like, oh, could be so and so. Hobbs is a Fort Cover guy. We just got to get him moved to Fort Cover.
Hey, he's
a great guy.
Jay talked to Calvi about a house.
Here's what I'd say. I'd say I agree 100%. Hobbs is the right guy, but I also agree that the superintendent's got to live in the district. My opinion.
You're damn too.
You are exactly right.
Works for a school district where they require her to live in it.
Then that's tough stuff. You're shit out of luck.
SOL.
You can't do it. If you're going to be the leader of a community, you got to live in that community. And a superintendent is the leader of a community.
And it's tough. I mean, it is.
It ain't tough. But the problem is, all these guys, superintendents marrying principals. Okay, you know what? The problem we're going to have is we ain't going to be able to live in the same townhouse. They got to know that going in.
Yep.
Okay, I'm marrying a superintendent. I'm marrying a principal. Okay, that's great. But I ain't going to live in the same house as you because we got to go to different school districts. That's part of it.
I'm thinking about becoming an administrator all of a sudden.
Drives me crazy. You got to live in the town you're a superintendent in.
Can't live with my
this ain't
eyes.
That you hard. This is so easy for me. It's unbelievable.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What about postmasters?
Postmasters. Postmaster generals.
Yeah, but they're not.
What in the hell?
Does a postmaster have to live in the town?
Who in the hell is a postmaster?
Joe Dunaway was for years.
Do you think the guy in charge of the mail is a leader? The mail's a leader of our community?
Was for a while.
No, never was. No one knows it.
How about
you could name three people that work in the mail post mails right now? No. What? So what? That's okay. You remember him because of that, not because of being a mailman.
Who was the guy that lived
now?
Out?
Mailman, let them guys live wherever they want to live.
Charlie Meehan
was a leader of the community.
Charlie Meehan.
Not by being a mailman.
Yeah, I think that's really what started
everything.
No,
Charlie Meehan was a barber.
Yeah, Bobby.
No, Charlie Meehan.
Is there anything in there? You got pop
Charlie
or anything?
Charlie Meehan's dad. I can't think of his name.
Charlene's dad. Charlie married his wife.
Charlie.
Spence, you getting water in? We out.
Charlie Meehan. Larry. How about Larry?
Larry Meehan.
Larry Meehan was superintendent, Anna.
Okay, who was smoking dope, Bill?
Larry Meehan was a cop at Fort Recovery.
He was a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did that.
No, forever.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
4 years.
He might have done that from time to time, maybe. I don't know.
Was he not the postmaster?
No, he wasn't the postmaster. He was a rural delivery guy.
Oh, okay.
Picked him up one time.
I mean, that has no. That isn't a leader of the community.
I'm the one that said it. Don't get me on.
No, that's don't be stupid.
Now wait a minute,
superintendent, mayor, village administrator,
barber.
No, that's it.
They doesn't live in town.
They have got to live in the
auto. Auto sales guys.
No,
I'm moving.
No,
you're out.
Did you buy the? Are you the owner?
I'm moving
yet?
Out of town. Not yet.
Oh, we'll bring it up then.
Let's go.
Anyways,
what?
Charlie. How about Charlie's dad?
Look at him. He's tanned over there.
He's beautiful.
Well, go over and hug him.
He's a beautiful human being. Let's take one last break. We'll come back and finish this baby up.
Finish her up.
It's our record show.
Grab your friends and come play in the mud. The Mad Run is a 5K course run set in scenic Fort Recovery at Ambassador Park. The course will challenge you with obstacles, testing your strength and endurance. The Mad Run in 2015 is coming up on May 16th. To participate in the Mad Run, go to themadrun.com and fill out the online registration. Join the nearly 1,000 other runners who will be conquering the Mad Run course on May 16th, and all the proceeds will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County.
The Fort Street Car Classic will be putting on their Spring Cruisin' in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. The cruisin' starts at 6 p.m. and lasts until 10 p.m., and many of the local businesses will be open for food, drinks, and an all-around good time. Come check out the cars filling the historic Brick Street in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and continue supporting our local community. We'll see you there on Friday. The Fort Street Car Classic will be putting on their Spring Cruisin' in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. The cruisin' starts at 6 p.m. and lasts until 10 p.m., and many of the local businesses will be open for food, drinks, and an all-around good time. The Fort Street Car Classic will be putting on their Spring Cruisin' in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. The cruisin' starts at 6 p.m. and lasts until 10 p.m., and many of the local businesses will be open for food, drinks, and an all-around good time. Come check out the cars filling the historic Brick Street in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and continue supporting our local community. We'll see you there on Friday, May 8th, for the Cruise in the Brick Street in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Right now, we have our fresh meat section packed with awesome meat values on all kinds of steaks, chops, and chicken breast. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, May 6th through Friday, May 8th. Wayne IGA will be having a massive meat sale with bulk pricing. Many bulk items to choose from, including whole ribeye or whole T-bone with a savings of $5 off per pound. Please check us out on Facebook for all the details. Don't forget to check out our freshly made store brats, perfect for the grill. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What, old Ford IGA's commercial?
You were on.
Yeah. I thought it was a great commercial.
They always have a good commercial. What stuck out to me was the fact that they talked about their hours. They're very energetic. What was it they said there?
They have a massive meat sale going.
What's that?
Whoa. Here's what I got a problem with them.
I
went up there Friday.
T-bone steaks.
I went up there Friday. I go up there every Friday and eat. Okay,
grill.
Yeah.
Yep. Can't beat it.
I go up there at 12:25.
You ain't been there. You ain't been there 10 times 12, in the last 2 years.
25.
Because you're sitting there waiting for
it. Yeah, he has not been there.
12:25 to get my dinner, and all they got left is 100 brats and no burgers. Ooh. And I hate brats.
You don't like brats?
Oh, brats are awesome.
You got to force yourself to eat some food here, bro.
Your gut is... No.
Brats are
burgers. You're blowing away over there. You got to start eating some stuff. Dang it.
Bronson.
No. Bronson.
Awesome.
I mean, but either way, it's a damn good dinner for the price.
Yep. It is.
Great dinner.
I mean, like a burger's like $2 and a brat's a buck.
Like I said before, you can't get a bad meal in Fort Recovery. You go to any place.
Nah, wrong. 501 no. North 1st Street. I'll give you pure hell.
Restaurants.
Your wife has great.
33 years tomorrow.
33.
You've been married 33 years.
33.
Congratulations.
Bill. God love me.
Cannoli.
God love me.
Back to Indiana yet?
Crazy. Okay. Ain't right.
That is crazy.
You've been married 33 years.
32.
I remember the wrecking on your way to the. We left the Trinity and we wrecked going from.
Yeah, accident.
You wrecked?
Yeah, I didn't.
I had a date with Lisa crazy. Toby.
It's not difficult to wreck. Leaving Trinity.
Hotter pizza.
It's not difficult to wreck leaving Trinity.
No.
I mean, you can do it.
Yeah. I mean, I congested air.
Yeah.
Lisa Tobey. Yeah, Dave, Lisa Tobey that.
Yeah.
Father Reinhardt married us.
Father Reinhardt.
God rest his soul. He dead?
Yeah,
he died. Uncle.
Uncle Bob.
That guy was nuts.
Thank you.
He was a good guy, though.
Good guy, loved him.
So, Lisa Tobey, Fee, let's get back to Lisa Tobey.
Lisa Tobey.
Was that Dale's?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a date with Lisa Tobey.
Yeah.
She was good looking.
She was way too good for you.
Yes. Yeah.
You
yes.
way outkicked your
So,
coverage.
Did you have fun that night?
No.
No?
No.
You was, I was the at wedding
your,
sucked.
I was at your mom's at 12:02.
She was at mom's
dumped
at 12.
Dumped her off, and I was back at your house.
Yeah.
Was that a one-hit wonder? One-date wonder?
No, I took her to, actually, I took her to the greatest concert ever.
Who?
Kenny Rogers and Crystal Gayle.
You went and seen Kenny Rogers
and Crystal Gayle.
Hold on a minute.
No wonder, I didn't have a third date.
No wonder that ended that night. I thought you said they went to the Who. Yeah. You said Who.
That is a big
Hey, now, wait a minute. You went and seen Kenny Rogers and Crystal Gayle?
Yes.
And what was their song that they sang together?
Well,
you don't bring me flowers?
Yeah, no. Nobody knows.
No.
Neil Diamond and Kenny Rogers.
No.
And Barbara Streisand.
And Barbara.
No, they had a song. They sang.
Crystal Gayle had one. They did.
Kim Carnes and Kenny Rogers.
Crystal Gayle sings Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Yeah.
Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
I knew he'd know it. We just lost our owner.
We just lost me.
He'll be back with an answer.
Like,
he was headed that is a water tower look, too. I think he might be in.
Neil has left the building.
He just took off.
Kenny, Islands in the Stream.
That's Dolly Parton.
No.
Yeah. Dolly Parton.
Kenny Rock. Islands in the Stream.
Dolly Parton.
Where'd you go see him at?
Fort Wayne.
We're at Fort Wayne.
Memorial Coffee.
They were in the back alley. Because nobody.
What did a ticket cost back then? Something like that.
I have no idea.
$2.
$2 paychecks.
Kenny Rogers is a musical genius.
Oh, geez.
Did you agree with that?
Kenny Rogers was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, the gambler?
Gambler.
You got
Coward of the Candy.
The only thing Kenny Rogers did with Kim Carnes is.
Not Kim Carnes.
Don't fall in love with a dreamer.
No. Don't fall in love with a dreamer.
Because it's Saturday night.
I never thought I'd be involved in something like that. Ever.
We brought the commissioner in for a sing along.
You ever go to a concert, Digger?
I did go to a concert.
Who's best concert you ever went to?
Probably. We went to Fort Wayne, and I don't remember. I think it was AC/DC.
Ooh, that's big.
Don't.
Bells.
Hell's
okay.
Bells.
Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells.
I never went to a rock concert.
Didn't you?
See Mellencamp.
Alabama.
You see Mellencamp?
Mellencamp, and I've seen
Mellencamp.
Buffett.
I like
Mellencamp.
Mellencamp's
big. Buffett
and
big.
Roy Clark rocked the Wabash one year. I parked cars.
I
Roy,
there. Yeah,
Orange Blossom
you
special.
You parked both of those cars.
Took all 10 of us.
It was by the way.
It nearly hit triple digits in attendance.
That was the worst thing that we've ever done.
That was a classic.
A little bit of problem with publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of picking and not a lot of grinning.
Well, boys, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm ready to shut her off.
Let me just say the best concert I was ever at was the Fort Recovery Community Bell Choir last Christmas.
The Bell Choir?
No.
Kicking
awesome.
It.
I was there, and I thought they was terrible.
You cannot say that.
They were very good. Can I tell you this? No, they were. They had. They
Wait a minute. They had a concert at the library.
Hey, Neil. They were up at the gym one time, and they did the. They're awesome. They had the gloves on.
Yeah.
They did it. No, they did the national anthem in a basketball game.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I say. They were good. I agree with you, 1,000%.
They do the national anthem of belts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kathy Edsler.
Dong dong.
Dan Bailey.
Dong dong.
They're really good. They're outstanding.
I agree. They were good.
Best concert I was.
Mary Evers.
Marilyn Atchison.
Marilyn Atchison.
They were outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding in the middle of the floor.
They were outstanding.
They were good.
What I meant was they were really, really good.
Oh. Yeah, they were good.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Okay. I think we degenerated.
We lost her. We did it again. We do it every week.
Yeah.
We got her going pretty good, and then the old Bubba Fee show just goes to hell.
We got to quit the show an hour earlier.
Yeah. We get the giggles.
We're at minus 9. We're at minus
1. We got our top.
These archives will be hot, though, when this word gets out on this show.
Yeah. There, you listen to the archives?
I have listened to the archives.
Classic.
I listened to one thing I'll tell you guys is you lost one listener tonight. Because I'm here.
Hey, that's right.
I listen
you're
every
always,
week.
You always texting.
Yep.
You Digger's there.
Digger's a man.
Listen to Billy.
You're all
love it.
Inside.
Love it.
All right. Well.
Next Wednesday.
Out of here. Next Wednesday. Wednesday.
We're tournament time.
Tournament time after
so
the game.
So what we got going insight-wise? We got anything going on next year?
The Mad Run. We got to do something about
we got to do something. I want to do it a little later because we got to work something out, but I want to do Mad Run thing.
We can pre-record it maybe.
What's that?
Chuck, you can talk.
Charlie's mouth.
Chuck, talk.
We got Chuck.
Chuck, talk. Come on. We ain't leaving until Chuck talks.
Say Barbara's girlfriend.
Just pre-record the sucker and play it after.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
there you go.
Did he say sucker?
He did
say sucker.
Didn't say
sucker?
Can't say that on radio.
You can't say sucker. Huh? You can say wing wangy, but you can't say
wing wangy.
Wing wangy.
What?
What other words can you say?
Wing wangy. Is your old lady still 10 man's?
I think so.
We're all going over there.
She left some dude. You're out, Chuck.
She done left.
Yeah, Chuck would be devastated.
He would be heartbroken.
Yeah, done.
I'd be devastated. His girlfriend's cute.
She's
phone rang.
That was another phone ring.
Hey, this.
That sounds like the phone might be flat.
It's a dirty phone right now, I'll tell you what.
Hey, thanks for everybody for listening. Bubba and Fee, we'll be back next Wednesday live from the baseball diamond.
We
got a name to diamond. Wigwam. We'll be back at the Wigwam.
There's no wing right there. Hey, we're still on?
It's my. We're back. Name it.
We got to name our baseball field.
Name our field.
Northwestern Field.
How about this? How about Ken Hybe Field?
Ooh. Ken Hybe Field.
I like it.
If he's alive, I'd say, yeah, but now everybody's dead.
No, can we name it? Can we have somebody give some money for some naming rights to that?
Yeah, anybody got lots of money that wants to give it?
I'm about like it.
Mercer Savings Bank Field.
Fort Recovery Radio.
FR Radio Field.
Field.
Somebody outbid us.
What street is it on?
Hey.
What is that street?
I think it's on Water Street.
Is it Water Street Park?
Throw 10,000 out there.
Water Street Park.
No.
Who owns it?
We'll back it up.
School. The school owns the park?
2, 4, 6, 8.
Who do we appreciate? Bum, bum, bum.
You got Wendell. These guys are all the cow. The old
fundraiser
done out. So we got to get something field.
Yeah. Water Street Diamond.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Water Street Runway.
Nail's piece.
Why don't we just call it Battlefield?
What? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Why? Because of Fort Recovery, and that's what...
The Battlefield.
You guys are all about...
Battlefield. Monument Park.
So this is that Monument Park.
How about Tom Hall Memorial Field?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Huh?
Hello.
That is big.
Tom Hall Memorial. That's a great. That is.
Baseball player.
He was one of our best ever.
Yep.
Short, he was awesome.
Tom Hall Memorial.
Hey, I'll make it more talents. Even if it doesn't stick, we ought to say
that it's is right enough.
You know, here's something. Yeah. Let's just name it something every other week.
And get
and get the money. That way the money's constantly rolling in.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps
Tom Hall Memorial Field.
So what are you going
to
charge them to announce that? Like a couple $1,000 each week to announce
that? You know, I'm just saying. We need a restroom down there.
Well, one thing I'll agree with. That needs a name.
It does.
The name needs a restroom.
Did you see New Bremen is getting a new park? And the restroom costs $300,000.
Coming now.
How much?
There's more to it than a restroom for $300,000.
Just read the paper. I hate him. This is Bub and Fee signing off. We're going to thank Digger for coming over tonight. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.
FRR is Fort Recovery Radio, broadcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
The Fort Street Car Classic will be putting on their Spring Cruisin' in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. The cruisin' starts at 6 p.m. and lasts until 10 p.m., and many of the local businesses will be open for food, drinks, and an all-around good time. Come check out the cars filling the historic Brick Street in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and continue supporting our local community. We'll see you there on Friday, May 8th, for the Cruisin' the Brick Street in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's 10.